You'll love it.
Want to fight childhood asthma? Then keep your home smoke-free, because secondhand smoke can trigger your child's asthma attacks. Even as little as a puff or two can trigger an attack. So make a new house rule. No smoking indoors, even when the kids are out of the house or in another room. Toss the matches, hide the ashtrays, and put your foot down. If you're going to smoke, you're going to smoke outside, because smoke can linger for longer than you think. And just a little secondhand smoke can be enough to trigger an asthma attack. The same goes for the car. A couple of puffs in a space that small is more than enough to cause trouble. So stub it out before you step in. Hey, it takes a lot of willpower to quit smoking, but it can take a lot less to quit smoking in the house. And it can make a big difference to a child with asthma. Discover other simple ways to prevent an asthma attack. Call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS or visit noattacks.org. Because no child should feel like a fish out of water. Brought to you by the U.S. EPA, the Ad Council, and this station.
Place your hand on your heart. Measure the beats. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's how long it takes to protect your child's life. 5 heartbeats. That's how long it takes to learn about the dangers of pesticides that could be found in your child's classroom. Asthma, lower IQ scores, and cancer have all been linked to prolonged exposure to these toxins. But if you knew there were toxin-free alternatives to pesticides, if you knew you had a voice regarding their use, if you knew you could take action that would make your child's classroom safe today, wouldn't you do something? In a heartbeat. Log on to earthshare.org today and find out how you can help. A public service message brought to you by EarthShare and the Ad Council.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air, air.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile,
Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Like to invite you to a grand music extravaganza and CD release. Where at Central VPA High School, May 1st at 9:30 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. The extravaganza will feature the Performing Arts Percussion, Wind, String, and Guitar Ensembles and the Jazz Show Choir, the Glee Club, and last but not least, Dr. Stanley Ingram and the Faculty Jazz Band. Admission, $3 per student per person at 9:30 a.m. and then $5 per person at 7 p.m. The location, 3125 South Kings Highway. For more information, call 771-2772. That's 771-2772. Don't miss it and pick up one of their CDs. You'll love it.
The Educational Opportunity Centers of Metropolitan St. Louis continue to offer free one-on-one educational counseling for all forms of education beyond high school. Let EOC help you choose a career and provide you with the information needed to get the kind of training or education needed to pursue that career. Call 1-800-875-5932. That's 1-800-875-5932. News for your education from WGNU.
Come on, let's go to Memphis, Tennessee. The first bus is filling up for the big live recording session with Lee Williams and the Spiritual QCs. Saturday night, June 2nd, we will stay over for the Sunday morning worship service. Both services are held at the Temple of Deliverance in Memphis. On the way back, we will stop for dinner at Lambert's. You don't want to miss this trip. To reserve your seat, call Erico 314-381-7228. That's 381-7228. Yes, we're going to have a mighty good time. Don't miss it.
The Struggle for Fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the morning wake-up call. My name, my name, my name. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. And if you want to email me, you can do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. We have a journey or two that we're going to take this morning. In the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to, of course, have Wellness 101 with Dr. Rosa Kincaid. Today's the last Friday of the month. That means we're going to be throwing down. We're going to be doing some food preparation here in the studio today. Because it's raw, because Wellness 101 involves transitioning to the best possible, healthiest possible way of eating and living, we're going to make potato chips. Only it's not potato chips like you've seen them before. They're raw potato chips. We're going to be doing that this morning in Wellness 101. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to have a conversation with John M. Miller. And he's the national coordinator for East Timor and the Indonesia Action Network. We had the first national elected, or the national election for president in East Timor. We're going to talk about that, the 2007 presidential election held by the independent state of Timor-Leste. We're going to talk about that in the 8 o'clock hour. In the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to be taking your calls and your comments. And I have a number of stories to talk to you about this morning in the 7 o'clock hour. And a lot of them are 9-11 connected. 9-11 connected. Is there a secret to the 9-11 insurance battle? Giuliani's lie on a 9-11. Firefighters hot on the tail of Giuliani about 9-11. We have much to talk about. But what I want to start this morning with is a discussion, and it's scary to me as a woman, as a soon-to-be mother. I want to talk about this because it's scary to me. I know, as a woman, that the medicines that are directed or that impact my body have a different, doctors go at it differently for women than they do for men. Let's just be honest. The medical profession is dominated by men, has been in America, dominated by men. And because it's dominated by men, it plays to the sensibilities, the issues, the concerns, the fears, the health issues of men. And I'll just give you an example of it. And we talked a little bit about this on one of the Wellness 101 shows with Dr. Rosa Kincaid. There is so much money and time and concern that goes into all areas male, if you know what I mean. I doubt very seriously. I know. I don't even doubt very seriously. I know that it would never be a solution for any man to casually given solution to any man. Okay, we're going to rip out your sexual organs. We're going to rip out your reproductive organs because we haven't found a way to fix what needs to be fixed. It wouldn't happen. It doesn't happen. And it won't happen. There is a certain, all of the money that's spent on prostate research, all of the time that's put into prostate medicines. Let me ask you this. Is there any boy in America that any parent would say to, we're going to give you a shot? Let me back up. Proof of this is the fact that there has never been a male pill developed for sexual or for contraceptives. There have been pills developed for women, and a lot of women have died as a result of them. There have been reproductive devices created for women, and a lot of women have died as a result of those. Devices and pills and medicines, all of that experimentation on women. That does not happen with men. When was the last reproductive pill given to a man? They don't do it because there are men out there that are cringing at the thought of anything dealing with changing the possibility of reproduction for men, for a man. And I think that kind of deep thought and deep concern should be done with women, but it's not. And the example that I would give is this HPV vaccine. This HPV vaccine. This is nothing but a scare tactic and a money making. There are more women than men, aren't there? There are more little girls than little boys. When you shoot these girls, little girls up with some of this, with this vaccine, some little girls are experiencing severe headaches, dizziness, temporary loss of vision. Some girls have lost conscious during what appears to be seizures. This is cavalier. They say that this vaccine prevents cervical cancer. How do you prove that? The only way that you could even get to this is to follow somebody, a group of somebody, a huge group of somebody, for the rest of their lives. How do you prove that it stops, prevents cancer? You follow someone, a volunteer, volunteers, till they die. Because until they shuffle off their mortal coils, you can't say that this thing prevented cervical cancer. You cannot say that it does. And the idea that people are buying into this, protect our girls from cervical cancer. Huh? How long has this been tested? 5 years? 10 years? 20 years? 30 years? Let me tell you why this virus is on the market. Merck makes $360 per shot profit. That's why it's on the market. Billions of dollars. And then if they're able to scare all y'all into, I got to give my baby one of these shots. Now, you know where they're going to start. They're going to start where they believe is the least passive path of resistance. Let's go to public schools. Let's go to dark public schools. And we'll tell children, we'll tell parents that they've got to take these, like they've got to take these Ritalin. How'd that work out for everybody? Putting babies on Ritalin. Attaching money coming into families' homes on how much Ritalin they put their children on. It worked out well for the pharmaceuticals. I guess Barnum and Bailey say? Sucker born every minute. Oh, they got good to the pharmaceuticals. They're coming back at you again, and they're going to start in your schools. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic. Northbound 270 at 44 and Doherty Ferry. Look for heavy volume there. And then again at the 70 exchange in the right-hand lanes as you get onto Highway 70. Eastbound 70 from Bryan Road through Highway K. Look for some slowdowns. And then again from east of Earth City Expressway through St. Charles Rock Road. Northbound 270 around the 44 exchange is stacked from 44 west or eastbound into 270 back through Soccer Park. Look for some delays there as well. Northbound 55 from 3200 South Broadway into 44 is starting to stack up. And northbound 55 from Butler Hill into the 255-270 interchange. Look for some slowdowns. Westbound 5570 onto the Poplar Street Bridge. It is starting to stack up on the left lanes. Westbound 64 at Bowell Avenue into the 5570 merge. Look for some delays there as well. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is moving well into the landing from the Illinois Bank. And northbound Route 3 onto the Poplar Street Bridge. That ramp is moving well at this hour. That is a look at this hour's traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, look forward to mostly cloudy this morning, partly sunny by this afternoon with a high around 70. This evening, mostly cloudy with a low in the lower 50s. Saturday, mostly cloudy in the morning, partly cloudy by the afternoon, a high in the lower 70s. Saturday evening, mostly clear with a low in the lower 50s. And Sunday, mostly sunny skies with a high around 80. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 50 degrees and clouds. Lambert Fields reporting 51. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the top of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
ConnectCare, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At ConnectCare, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At ConnectCare, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At ConnectCare, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At ConnectCare, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At ConnectCare, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At ConnectCare, we still provide urgent care. And at ConnectCare, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at ConnectCare, but we're still connected to you. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Hello, this is Alfred Durley, your host of the German Hit Parade radio program, heard every Sunday afternoon from 2:30 till 4 here on WGNU. Enjoy the beautiful melodies and timely news from Germany as we make your Sunday afternoon just a little bit brighter. The German Hit Parade is the longest-running German program on radio in St. Louis, and I hope you make it part of your weekend listening every Sunday afternoon from 2:30 till 4, right here on AM 920 WGNU.
Good morning. This is Liz Brown, and I would like to invite you to a grand music extravaganza and CD release. Where? At Central VPA High School, May 1st at 9:30 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. The extravaganza will feature the Performing Arts Percussion, Wind, String, and Guitar Ensembles, and the Jazz Show Choir, the Glee Club, and last but not least, Dr. Stanley Ingram and the Faculty Jazz Band. Admission, $3 per student per person at 9:30 a.m. and then $5 per person at 7 p.m. The location, 3125 South Kings Highway. For more information, call 771-2772. That's 771-2772. Don't miss it and pick up one of their CDs. You'll love it.
We, the believers at El Mukminun Islamic Center, would like to invite and encourage you to join us for our Saturday morning program, Focus on El Islam, 8 a.m. to 8:30 a.m., featuring the son of Elijah Muhammad, Imam W.D. Muhammad, his public addresses and lectures on Islam and values of social well-being to the community of humanity. That's Focus on El Islam, every Saturday morning from 8 to 8:30 a.m. on WGNU Radio.
Information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Grandma's hands used to hand me a piece of candy. Grandma's hands picked me up each time I fell low. Grandma's hands, boy, they really came in a handy, she'd say.
Welcome back to the wake up call. My name. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get to me, Al.
Good morning, Ms. Liz Brown.
Brother Al, good morning.
You know what, Liz? You are asking the right questions. How would a HPV shot work when nobody's gone for? Have you ever read the little inserts that come in with the medication, Liz?
Mm.
I guarantee you, it never says in that it's going to cure nothing.
Absolutely.
If you really try to read it, you need a magnifying glass.
Fact.
Liz, I have been trying to warn women around me that they are guinea pigs. You said they would start in the public schools, the dark ones.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know I'm Afro-American, and I hesitate going to the doctors because I know I'm a guinea pig.
Mm.
So when I asked a question, how long is this doctor recommending this medication to you? It's because I have sat down, read the insert, and the accompanying brochures that they sent along with it, plus I listen to the doctor's programs. And I hear what they are saying, and you know women ask me, where did I get my medical degree? What makes you think they would mess over me? Mm. Women trust their doctors, Liz.
Well, here's the thing. I think that not just women, okay, but we have a society that there's even a syndrome that they call a white coat syndrome that people, and women in particular, but people are afraid to talk to their doctors. In fact, when they get in the doctor's office, people's blood pressures go up.
You know what it is? I'm a citizen, I'm going to let you go.
But wait a minute, before you say this, I got to ask you, do you think that they would ever treat or experiment on men the way that they treat and experiment on women when it comes to their reproductive organs?
No, and they got things out there right now that they're testing on men so they don't even have to give them surgery.
Mm.
Now, let me ask you this, Liz. Because you had Michael Hinderman on.
Yes.
And he was talking about the corn and the pig.
Mm-hmm. How scary was that?
All right. You remember I asked him a question, make a connection on the gun control.
Mm-hmm.
I know guns seem to be the worst thing in our culture. But do you realize how many folks die from a dirty stethoscope in this country, Liz?
I do realize how many people die from all kinds of medical screw-ups and instruments, objects, stuff, wrong legs being cut off, wrong arms being cut off, all kinds of stuff like that happens. Absolutely,
now,
Al. But does that mean that we need access to weapons that can fire 170 bullets in 2 minutes?
Listen, I know. It's a stretch, and what I'm trying to get you to... When they tell you, well, I'm going to cure this spot on your chest, right?
Mm-hmm.
But all the side effects, you got one, let's say, negative reaction that's going on because of that spot. But this medicine I give you is going to give you 10 adverse effects that even might take you out of here. You see, right now they're fighting these people dying in court lawsuits. Why is it that the reaction is 10 times worse than what it is you have?
Mm.
I heard you said when they give these girls these shots, the headaches, the nausea, some of them go
seizures.
Into
seizures.
Now, why is it, if you've tested this drug, are they having such a negative reaction unless you really just don't give a damn?
Well, and here's the other piece of it. I also want you to feel the other piece of it, and then I'm going to let you go. But I want you to feel the other piece of this. These are children. Any drug that causes, there shouldn't be any drug put in any child unless it has gone through rigorous
Liz.
Testing. Wait a minute. And what it shows to me and what it demonstrates to me is that this country has contempt and has places no value on women or children.
You know, that's what I'm alluding to you to.
I ain't alluding. I'm saying it.
Listen. Now, they work and sample on you all. They don't test and sample on children. And I'm a guinea pig, you a guinea pig, and they just throw the kids in there. They don't have no drugs manufactured for no children in actuality. They just take a dosage and say, oh, it might be safe.
Mm-hmm.
They don't give a damn, Liz.
Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. D.
Good morning, Dr. Brown.
How is you?
I am excellent, as are you.
Well, thank
ever
you.
On target.
Thank
you know, I'm going to tell you, you know, the nurses are the patient's advocate. The nurses won't even question the doctors when they know they're wrong. There's one doctor, when I question, he says, what do you want, Dr. Dolores? You know, the whole world has been Tuskegeenized. These people better start reading.
I mean, how scary is it that this is a vaccine that they say cure or prevents cancer, and they haven't tested it for anybody's lifetime?
And they don't know what cures anything.
No, they don't.
It's really sad.
But they do know. But
people that think they know how to read better start reading.
Here's two things. They don't know what cures anything, but they do know what stops it. If they talked about the food that we eat, if they lost their minds about the chemicals that people are swallowing down every time they eat some pig, some cow, some chicken, if they talked about that, cancer rates would go down. Down, but you know what? There'd be a whole lot of people that wouldn't make any money.
So keep on teaching us.
All right.
Thank
now. 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake up call.
Good morning, Miss Brown.
Good
Please
morning.
Don't talk about my pork and my chicken.
Gotcha.
I gotta have them drugs with Venus. The only drugs I'm hooked on.
Listen to Wellness 101. We'll get you there. We'll get you straight.
Check this out. Two things. Well, ever since Daddy Bush fast-tracked this getting drugs on the market, we see all these commercials. They ask your doctor about it, but it gives 10,000 side effects and reaction, bleeding out your ears. Also, I had this friend of mine who was waking up in the middle of the night, nightly, urinating, you know. So she went in, they gave her some medication, then her back started hurting. They gave her some other medication, and then she got drop foot. They told her yesterday that her nervous system is shot. A young woman, a young girl, and no one understands which drug did this to her. She don't have a clue. This girl's life is over. She can't move. A young girl. So I just thought I would pass that on. We have to watch. I went into the doctor, and every time I go in, they ask me, do I want something? They're trying to push something on me. I say, wait a minute, man. Y'all thought I wasn't the crack dealers. You're trying to push this stuff on me. You thought I wasn't the meth heads out there. And lastly, you could say what you want to say about the Republican Congress. I was confused. We thought they didn't do nothing. They gave 1,052 subpoenas to the White House. I'm sorry. That was the Clinton White House. They gave two to the Bush White House. And sisters, 1,052 subpoenas to two. And now they want to say that the Democrats are playing politics. What? It's on, y'all. It's on.
Thanks.
Take care.
Peace. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Oh, that's the new math. Come on now, be fair. Be fair. That's the new math. 2 is more than 1,000. You didn't know that? You need to check with Boy George, the D student. And of course, 2 is more than 1,000. 1-877-920-WGNU. My name. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. And this is the wake up call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much information, much stuff to talk about, many issues to discuss. So the number here is 454-0400 or 1-877-920-WGNU. Let's get it on. Visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? That's right. A wonderful sale going on at Sears this weekend. 20% off of Kenmore appliances and a barbecue going on in the parking lot of Sears. There's a million reasons to get down to Sears. Great quality, great location, great customer service, great deals. All of that and so much more this weekend. Make it a family trip. Get on down to Sears. It's right in your neighborhood. Gas is $3 a gallon. You need to come on down to Sears in your neighborhood and take advantage of this incredible sale that's going on and the incredible eats in the parking lot. Check it out. Tell them I told you to.
This is the Reverend E.L. Sims, the pastor of the Grace Tabernacle Missionary Baptist Church, located at 2601 Marcus. If you want to hear the true, unadulterated Word of God, I invite you to join me every Saturday morning. God speaks in a mighty way, and He has a message of salvation that you can't afford to miss. So listen every Saturday morning for the Grace Tabernacle Radio Ministry at 9:30, right here on WGNU.
Hello, my friend. This is Minister Ernest Greenlee inviting you to join me for good gospel music and church news you can use every Saturday morning from 10:30 to 12 noon. The Holy Ghost take us to a higher level every week. So join me, Minister Ernest Greenlee, and receive a double portion every Saturday morning at 10:30 here on 920 WGNU.
Every day in Missouri, over 200 calls are made to the Child Abuse Hotline. The St. Louis Crisis Nursery needs your help to lower that number. The nursery is dedicated to raising awareness about child abuse and neglect and needs your help. With the support of our community through donations and volunteer time, the St. Louis Crisis Nursery will continue to care for children in crisis. For more information, call 314-768-3336 or visit crisisnurserykids.org. Together, we can ensure our children will not spend their adulthood overcoming their childhood. News to you from WGNU.
I'm Phil Person of Person Roofing. We've been in business about 17 years, and we've advertised on WGNU almost that whole time. We have installed over 5,000 roofs in that period of time, and today I have a customer here. His name is Mr. Merriweather. Mr. Merriweather, I think we installed a roof on your house about 10 or 12 years ago.
Yes, you did.
Recently, you had a little storm damage on that roof, didn't you?
I sure did.
Can you tell what happened?
Yeah, Mr. Person come out and repaired my roof and didn't charge me anything.
And you haven't had any problems since we did a repair?
I sure haven't.
Even though your warranty was out, we still came out and took care of your roof.
Right.
We try to service our customers, and if you would like to have a new roof, call us at 361-7127. That's Person Roofing at 361-7127. All phases of roofing.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
There's a new world come, and it's just around the bend. There's a new world coming. This one's coming to an end. There's a new voice calling, and you can hear it if you try. And it's growing stronger with every day that passes by. Yeah, yeah. There's a brand new morning.
Right. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name, my name, my name, say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get up, get up, get to me. Oh, and I just want to give you a heads up for next week, or Monday. We're going to have an extraordinary show. We're going to be talking in the 9 o'clock hour on Monday. On Monday, the author of the incredible book, The N-Word, Who Can Say It, Who Shouldn't, and Why, Jabari Asim, is going to be joining us in the studio to talk about his book, The N-Word. That's going to be 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock on Monday, and then at 8 o'clock on Monday, we are going to, at 8 o'clock on Monday, we're going to be talking about, there's a horrific thing that is going across the country, and that's the rape of indigenous women. That's going to be our conversation with Amnesty International. It's going to be an amazing Monday. You need to stay tuned for that. That's next. That's on Monday. But please, in the studio with me on Monday at 9 o'clock is the author of The N-Word, Who Can Say It, Who Shouldn't, and Why. He'll be in the studio with me. Check it out. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get to me. Greg, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Liz, I wanted to talk about the dental and medical field.
Okay.
I have went to the dentist many times, Liz, and I have been it has been suggested to me to have root canals. But I've also been to the dentist many times, and it's been told to me that, oh, your teeth are in great shape. Whoever told you to get it, whoever suggested that to you? And when I would ask the dentist who would tell me that I didn't need one, why would a dentist suggest a root canal? They always say, you know, under their breath, the money.
It's the money, of course. And it's just like anything. I mean, you can go to a carpenter, and there's one carpenter that's going to charge you, going to rip you off, and another carpenter is going to rip you off. Mm-hmm. I don't think that there's anything special to greed and taking advantage of people that exist in the medical field, except that what the medical field has that a carpenter doesn't have is most people are not afraid to challenge a carpenter about how much money you're charging me for this.
Right.
The medical profession, people are scared to challenge doctors. They feel that the system is so vast and so complex that they can't challenge what people are doing to them. So, you know, you're always going to, and that's why the onus is upon you. The onus is upon all of us to find the best person to treat us.
Yeah. Oh, and Liz, in the medical part of it, I heard on the news that BJC has been charging their uninsured patients up to 5 times more than they charge their insured patients. And now I believe there is a class action suit against BJC right now for that practice.
Outrageous. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. 1-877-920-WGNU. Tyrone?
Oh, good morning, Ms. Brown.
Yes, good morning.
I just want to shoot off a few things real quick. I heard you all talk about the medical field this morning, and I went to the doctor a while back because I couldn't kick a cold, and he gave me some medication, and then he wrote up something up for me to go get tested for diabetes, so, you know, I won't be going back to him. But another thing I wanted to mention.
Wait a minute. You don't want to get tested for diabetes?
Right. I'm a young person. There was no indication, you know, for me to get tested for diabetes. So.
Did you ask him about that?
No. I just told him that I had a cold that I couldn't kick. And so he gave me a medication for that, some antibiotics. But then he wanted me to go get tested for diabetes.
Okay. Well, yeah. You know what? I'm not going to jump in on that one because you needed to talk to your doctor about why he was asking or why he was recommending that. Maybe it was something that you said that caused him to think that you needed to be tested for diabetes. I would go back before you decided not to get tested for something, because testing's easy enough to find out whether or not you have it or not. Have that conversation. If they told you to do something that you don't understand or you don't believe that you have the conversation. Because, I mean, maybe you said something during the course of the conversation that made him think that. Or maybe there was something in your record that made him think that. Talk to him. We're supposed to take on, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand. But, you know, the main thing is I'm going to just go to another doctor because that's not my primary doctor.
Ask the question, though. Okay, but ask the question, though. Okay?
Oh, okay.
All right, go ahead.
And did you get a chance or anybody call in and mention anything about the trials of Daryl Hunt last night?
I didn't even know who Daryl Hunt is.
Oh, my God. This thing was kind of tied into, like, it's similar to Reginald Clemens' case, and it's similar to everything that happened with the Duke case, and it happened in North Carolina. But it's on HBO, so last night was the first night, so it'll come on again, but you got to catch it. It is so terrible how they did this black man.
Who is Daryl Hunt?
He was just a regular guy back in the early 80s who was just hanging out with a friend, and some white news journalist was attacked and raped and killed, and the police just went and just grabbed two guys. And
so is this the actual trial that's going on, or is this a documentary that was made about it?
A documentary.
Okay, and it's going to be on HBO?
Right.
Okay.
It was on last night, so, you know, HBO.
Play it again.
Over and over again.
Very good. Thank you so much for that, Tyrone.
Oh, and can I pass on one more thing?
Sure.
Last week I had called in, and I was complaining about the Tennessee team, about how the coach didn't stick up for her girl,
right,
with the Dion Imus situation.
Right.
And you mentioned something to me about the NBA players not speaking up.
Right.
Well, Saturday I was watching the NBA game, and the Toronto Raptors in the playoffs, they have a player named Anthony Parker. His sister is Candace Parker of the Tennessee team, who Dion Imus called the wannabes. And he had a link to the whole situation, a direct link, and he did not speak out.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Jesus, 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Mary.
You know, one thing, Liz, I'm speaking from experience. I worked with doctors for 20 years on research. Your biggest pushers are your doctors. You can't get in that office of the drug company's giving it to them. They don't know where it works. They give it to you and ask you how do you feel and how did it work. They don't know. It's research all the way around.
Mm.
And Merck is the worst company there is. You know what Merck puts out? Merck puts out embalming fluid. It's a germicidal. That's what your embalmers, your hairdressers, and your barbers use.
All
in
right.
The shop to kill the germs of the combs and brushes. It's a germicide. It's OS sterilized. It's a germicide to kill any germ it touch when they tell you to put 2 drops in a gallon of water and it's sterilized.
Thanks for your call.
I know, because I've been there, and I have 20 years I've worked with researching drugs.
All right, now.
Your doctors are your pushers.
Thanks for your call. Listen, folks, Liz Brown, wake up call. I'll be back after the news to take your calls, comments, and questions. Stay with me.
People who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. Never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can you stand?
truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
Believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal
citizenship. And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. Some are household names, some complete strangers, but eight Democrats who want to be president came together last night in the first debate of the 2008 campaign, which is still well over a year away. ABC's Stephen Portnoy has more from Orangeburg, South Carolina.
A week and a half after the shootings at Virginia Tech, Bill Richardson was asked if he's reconsidered any of the positions that have made him the NRA's favorite presidential candidate.
I'm a Westerner. I'm a governor of New Mexico. The Second Amendment is precious in the West.
Richardson says state loopholes should be closed to keep the mentally ill from buying guns. Richardson was one of five candidates who admitted they have kept firearms at home. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Orangeburg, South Carolina.
A major issue in last night's debate was the war in Iraq. This week, congressional Democrats passed a bill to pay for the war only if the president agrees to a troop pullback starting this fall. That would be a big mistake, says Australian Prime Minister John Howard.
If there's a perception of an American defeat in Iraq, that will leave the whole of the Middle East in great turmoil and will be an enormous victory for terrorism.
The president's already promised to veto the measure. The president is spending the day at Camp David with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. April showers on overdrive. At least seven people were hurt as storms raced through the Midwest. There were reports of tornadoes in Tennessee, Illinois, and possibly in Indiana. This man swears he saw one.
Water being picked up with it, and suddenly there was a car spinning with the back end of the car was probably 10 feet off the ground at that point, and the nose straight up.
It's pouring across parts of the Northeast, bad enough to flood the streets in parts of New Jersey and cause considerable delays at airports. All right, but would you want chocolate as much if it didn't contain cocoa butter? Would it even be chocolate for that matter? The FDA is considering changes to regulations that would allow candy makers to use vegetable oil instead and still call it chocolate. Higher-end chocolate makers not too happy about it. This is ABC News.
Our next exercise, mall parking lot. Search lot K. Search and search. Can't find car? Run to lot L. Search and search. Dodge oncoming SUV. Jump left. Jump right. Now sprint back to lot K because you forgot your bag. Look for car. Look for bag. Look for car.
Life is exercise. Snickers Marathon is energy. Great tasting, nutritious, long-lasting energy for the demands of your day. Grab a Snickers Marathon in the energy bar aisle.
Schedule your television around your time with a free DVR upgrade from Dish Network. Introducing Dish DVR Advantage, the everything-you-need TV package for one low price. The two-room DVR comes standard. Plus, get over 200 channels, including local channels, and free standard professional installation. Call today, 1-888-499-DISH. Dish DVR Advantage. It's about time. Offer ends 5/31/07. Subject to change without notice. Requires $49.99 activation fee, 18-month commitment, and credit card autopay with online billing. Restrictions apply, including early cancellation fee.
Here's a sign that summer's not far off. One of the first big music festivals of the concert season gets underway this weekend. ABC's Al Mancini is there.
More than 100 artists will perform on five stages over 3 days at the 8th Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival. Headliners include Bjork, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and the recently reunited Rage Against the Machine. Among the other artists on the bill, Regina Spektor.
I'm really excited because I've played a lot of festivals in Europe and in the UK, but I've never played festivals in America.
The Coachella Festival runs through Sunday. Al Mancini, ABC News, Indio, California.
A virtuoso cellist who spent his spare time fighting for human rights and freedom of speech has died. Russian musician Mustislav Rostropovich had been hospitalized earlier this year for an undisclosed illness. He was 80 years old. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, local Marines say they want to be sure the job is done before troops are withdrawn from Iraq. Four soldiers arrived at Lambert Airport yesterday after 7 months of training the Iraqi Army. They were part of a transition team that would gradually shift power from U.S. to Iraqi forces. 49-year-old Master Sergeant Russell Avery says it was a great opportunity to relate to the Iraqis at the grassroots level. Lieutenant Colonel Gary Johnston adds that setting a timetable for troop withdrawal would be a mistake. Johnston tells Americans to have faith and that the military is doing great things in Iraq. A St. Louis man has pleaded guilty to forcing a 17-year-old girl to work as a prostitute. 51-year-old Daryl Gray pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit sex trafficking of children and could be sentenced to up to 5 years in prison. Prosecutors say 36-year-old John Geiler of Jefferson County took the girl to Gray and said she had to work off a drug debt. Geiler has pleaded not guilty and is awaiting trial. Finally this hour, the Cardinals' bats came alive yesterday afternoon as they defeated the Cincinnati Reds 7-5 at Busch Stadium. Skip Schumacher went 3-for-5 with two RBIs in the game as the Cards totaled 15 hits. Randy Kiesler had a rough start, lasting only 3 1/3 innings and giving up 4 runs, but the bullpen kept the Reds at bay as Russ Springer picked up the win in relief. Jason Isringhausen wrapped things up in the 9th for his 6th save. The Cardinals won back-to-back games at home for the first time this season. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU, I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and your weather for the 7 o'clock hour. Westbound 270 between Graham Hanley and 170. It's an accident at 170, and look for the center lane. Only the center lane is open, and it's stop-and-go traffic. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank into the Cleese Landing. Look for slow traffic there. Northbound Illinois Route 3 from Monsanto onto the 5570 merge. Look for no delays. Eastbound 40 between Maryville Center and Mason Road. Look for some heavy volume going on there. Eastbound 70 from Highway K through 79. Look for slow traffic. Northbound 270 at 44 and Doherty Ferry. Look for heavy delays around the 270 exchange. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for some slowdowns. Eastbound 70 from K through 79. Look for slow traffic there as well. Riverview at 270, that ramp to 270 is now open. Eastbound 70 between 270 and St. Charles Rock Road, heavy volume there. Westbound 40 between McCausland and Brentwood, look for heavy volume there. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park through 270, heavy delays there as well. And northbound 55 from 3200 South Broadway into 44, look for some slowdowns. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, mostly cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly sunny throughout the day with a high in the 70s. For this evening, mostly cloudy with a low in the lower 50s. Saturday, mostly cloudy in the morning, partly cloudy by the afternoon, high in the lower 70s. Saturday evening, mostly clear with a low in the lower 50s. And on Sunday, mostly sunny skies with a high around 80. Currently, the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have clouds and 50 degrees. Lambert Field reporting clouds and 52. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born.
very sad news for all of you and people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the low me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Feel my brothers, help me sisters.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the wake-up call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get up. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Miss Brown.
Good morning.
Thanks for taking my call. You know, I called in when I first heard it on the news about these vaccinations for cervical cancer for a 9-year-old. You know, I think this country has gone pornographic. Remember in the news this woman who supposed to have been working with the Susan Coleman Group, and she had pornography on her, had child porn on her computer. Well, now I think that, and now they are getting some men for using young girls and making them prostitutes. I think this is the precursor, having them to take these shots, and say, oh, nothing's going to happen to them. And then if they are raped or they are kidnapped and forced into prostitution, oh, they'll be all right. They can't get cervical cancer and just anything. But also, remember Tuskegee. The Tuskegee experiment, I think this is another thing of another practice of genocide, and we are asked to pay for it and say it's okay. Every mother should say no. But I remember that there was one woman who called and said, I'm a nurse, and it's all right. And she was one of us. And I said, oh, my God, I bet you no doctor is having his child, grandchild, or any relative to take this mess and put it in their bodies. This is for other people.
Thanks for
your
call.
And you have a good day.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Sam.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Just last week when the NRA was here, we had B.T. Rice out there denouncing them, as the clergy coalition normally does, denounce things. Why wasn't B.T. Rice down there where Jeremy gunned down denouncing the shooting of him?
I wasn't my day to watch him. I don't know.
No, but I'm just saying, folks always want to weigh in on things. Like, we know there's no guns being manufactured in our neighborhood. We don't even have gun shops in or close to our areas. But the thing is, we're the recipient of being 9 times out of 10 killed by one. And the thing about that is, why doesn't he go after the other folks who bring those things, like they say, drugs into our neighborhood? Go after the people who build the guns. Don't go after the organization. It's only, it says states that, you know, we want you to have a gun. Everybody might have a right to get one, but they don't do it.
Well, here's what my position is on with respect to the NRA. You cannot begin to understand what the NRA does. It's not just a gun organization.
Yeah, I know.
It's a gun organization that has incredible political influence.
Yeah.
And this influence caused a Brady gun bill to have a component in it that prevented the type of gun that was used in the Virginia Tech murders from happening. And as a result of the pressure of the NRA and the politicians succumbing to pressure, that gun restriction expired. That was the compromise to this Brady bill as a result of the influence of the NRA.
Oh, they got some legislation taken out.
They've got tons of legislation taken out, put in, etc., etc. So I think that it is completely appropriate to go after an organization that was born out right after the end of enslavement. This organization was born.
Oh, okay.
So, no. I get why somebody would go after this organization. It wields far too much influence at the expense of all of us. I get that.
Liz, you remember that mother, that 92-year-old mother that got shot down in Atlanta?
Mm-hmm.
They had a small segment on her, what happened so forth with the cop being indicted. But none of the other channels covered it. And you get a chance, would you say something more about it?
All right.
Thanks.
Thanks for your call. I'll be back after the news. Oh, no, after this break. Stay with me.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At ConnectCare, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At ConnectCare, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At ConnectCare, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At ConnectCare, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At ConnectCare, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At ConnectCare, we still provide urgent care. And at ConnectCare, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at ConnectCare, but we're still connected to you. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Hi, this is Phil.
And I'm Tim, and we're your hosts from The Real Deal with Sill and Tim.
Tune in every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m. for real news.
Or Sill's version of the news on the radio.
That's right. You can listen to my opinion or you can listen to his, but we all know we'll be listening to my opinion. You can also tune in for interviews with senators and other interesting people, like me.
So make sure you tune in every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 4 to 5 for The Real Deal with Sill and Tim.
Visit the St. Louis Art Museum for a gallery talk on 19th century French art on Friday at 6 p.m. The discussion will be led by Susan Waller, Assistant Professor of 19th and 20th Century European Art at UMSL. Space may be limited in smaller galleries, so please arrive early. Meet at the Information Center. Admission is free. For more information, call 314-721-0072 or visit slam.org. News to you from WGNU.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Like a flower waiting to bloom. Like a light bulb in a dark. I'm just sitting here waiting for you to come on home and turn me on.
Welcome back. This is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Email me at revolution@lizbrown.com. Check out lizbrown.com. We have much, much, much business to tend to. Get to me. Andre.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, I was thinking, listening to the conversation about the drugs and the medical profession, and it reminds me of how it is that all those years ago when I was sitting in pathology class in school and then later on working in the morgue at San Francisco General Hospital, how I learned as a young undertaker to develop a real lack of respect for doctors generally. Because when you see them behind the scenes, they are some of the most contemptible people you would ever not want anything to do with. The arrogance is just outstanding. First of all, so much of what they're doing really is experimentation. It's not about really curing it. For example, look at the Centers for Disease Control. You almost never hear the whole name. It's Centers for Disease Control and Management. They're not talking about eradication. They're talking about managing. And also the model that they use for the development of different drugs is usually a white male. It's not even female. They don't take into account the fact that women's bodies, for one thing, because of fat content, even metabolize medications differently than men's bodies. They don't take into account the fact that people of color, in particular black folks, all drugs don't necessarily work for us the way they do for white folks. There is the fact too that you had shows about this too, how they're actually marketing disease nowadays. You know, especially since there's been the deregulation of drug sales and they can advertise on television, they're basically encouraging people to self-medicate.
Okay.
Ask your doctor about the purple pill. Ask your doctor about the yellow pill. You're not a doctor. But, you know, the thing also that I would advise anybody, get yourself a basic medical dictionary or a pathology glossary. Easy to come by. If you don't want to buy one, go to a library. It's just words. They won't hurt you. And people definitely should learn to get over this intimidation they have with doctors.
Thanks for your call.
Okay.
And not only should they get over their intimidation with doctors, but everybody. I mean, there are people out there that are afraid to challenge what teachers are saying because of intimidation factors. Everybody, just about everybody, has intimidation factors built into the industry that they are a part of. Doctors have a really big one. But you just really need to take your health into your own hands, and you need to talk to your doctor from the perspective of who knows your body better than anybody. Your doctor doesn't. You do. You do. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get up. Get to me. Michael.
Good morning, Liz. How are you doing this morning?
Outstanding.
Yes. I understand that George Bush is going to veto the supplemental spending bill with a crayon. I was wondering, is there a way to access for the reading of that bill? Because I understand that Jeff Mercer also said that it contains something like a billion dollars for Katrina and aid for veterans.
Yes, it does. It contains all of that stuff and more. Yes, it does. I don't know off the top of my head where I would suggest that you do is just do a Google search and ask for and do it that way.
Okay. I also understand that Bill Morris will be on tonight. He has a new show. I saw it Wednesday. It was very fascinating to see how the media just bends over for this president.
Absolutely. It was a great show. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
1-877-920-WGNU. Rick.
How you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
Who is one of the biggest contributors to political funds? Wouldn't that be the drug companies?
Well, yeah, they're right up there.
Okay.
When you
grease the wheel, don't you get a little something in return?
Well, they say there's no quid pro quo.
Yeah, that's what they say, right?
That's what they say.
Right.
That's what they say.
But we know you don't spend money unless you get something in return.
True fact.
Okay. a little something to think about.
All right, now. Thanks,
Fred. Thank you.
1-877-920-WGNU. Today's show, we are going to be talking in the 9 o'clock hour, of course, to Dr. Rosa Kincaid, Wellness 101. And then in the next hour, we're going to be talking about East Timor and their first presidential election. We're going to be talking about that. And then on Monday, please don't miss the show on Monday. Monday is a jam-packed show. In the studio live will be the author of The N-Word. It's a great book. It is so good, so thorough. The N-Word, Who Can Say It, Who Shouldn't, and Why. And he's one of our own, actually, from St. Louis. He is now the deputy editor of the Washington Post Book World. He writes a weekly syndicated column on popular culture. You need to be here as part of that discussion on Monday. And then on Monday in the 8 o'clock hour, all diamonds are blood diamonds. We're going to talk about Africa's resources for Africa, a discussion about diamonds, blood diamonds. That's going to be in the 8 o'clock hour on Monday. And then in the 7 o'clock hour, I bet you didn't know this. Recently, Amnesty International discovered this horrific, horrific phenomena going on in this country, the rape of indigenous women. And we're going to have that discussion at 7 o'clock on Monday morning. Rock and roll, lock and load, and let's get it on Monday morning. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Sister Liz, and good morning, St. Louis.
Zenobia, good morning.
Oh, it is a beautiful, beautiful morning. You know, I've been a nurse for over 40 years, and some of the things that you were saying, you're discussing this morning, are ring so true. And you made a comment about nurses are patient advocates. Well, I see that changing as we manifest the structure of health care in this society. I mean, we have a health care system built on disease and not wellness and prevention. And it's all about, you know, the money. We have a health care system for profit. We are one of the only countries that do not have a sensible, coherent health care system, and I'm talking about a universal health care system for its people. And standing in the way of that are the drug companies and the insurance companies. But I didn't really call Liz, you know, to kind of go into that, because we can talk about that for a long, long time. I called, if you don't mind, to plug the People's Weekly World fundraiser this weekend, the 15th annual Herschel Walker Awards breakfast at 1717 Broadway at 9:30 tomorrow morning. The keynote speaker will be Gerald Horn. He's also a former St. Louisan, and he has two sisters who still live here that I know. So we are also having a book signing with him at the Legacy Bookstore. He has authored over 18 books. This guy is really fabulous when it comes to his history. He's a history professor and a lawyer. And I also want to say that if anyone, you know, needs a ticket and they're not able to get a ticket, you know, give us a call at 776-7732, because we have individuals that buy tickets and they're not able to come. So I would love to make a ticket available to someone that would like to come. So I look forward to seeing my friends in the struggle this evening and tomorrow morning. And peace and love to everybody.
Thanks, Zenobia. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. I'll be back after the break. Stay with me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Westbound 40 between Clayton and Lindbergh. Look for a disabled vehicle. Left lane's blocked, so expect stop-and-go traffic. Westbound 270 from Bell Fountain through Graham Hanley. Look for some stop-and-go traffic as well. Accident 170. Only the center lane is open at this hour. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank into the landing. Look for slow traffic. Northbound Route 3, that approach onto the Poplar Street Bridge, the top of the ramp, is slow. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge. Very heavy volume going on there. Westbound 64 from Powell Avenue into the 5570 split. Look for delays as well. Eastbound 40 from Maryville Center through Mason Road. Heavy volume going on there. Northbound 55 from 3200 South Broadway into 44. Look for some slowdowns. Eastbound 70 from K through 79. Look for delays. And northbound 270 from Gravois through Doherty Ferry. Look for some slow traffic around the 44 exchange. Southbound 170 at 270 and Hanley. Look for heavy volume there. And westbound 40 between McCausland and Brentley. Look for some slowdowns. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park to 270. You've got heavy volume. And eastbound 70 from 270 into the St. Charles Rock Road exchange. Look for delays. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, mostly cloudy in the morning, partly sunny throughout the day with a high in the 70s. For this evening, mostly cloudy with a low around the lower 50s. Saturday, mostly cloudy in the morning, partly cloudy by the afternoon with a high in the lower 70s. Saturday evening, mostly clear with a low in the lower 50s. And Sunday, mostly sunny with a high around 80. Currently at studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 50 degrees under cloudy skies. Lambert Fields reporting 52 degrees. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
School, church, civic, and other nonprofit organizations often have tight budgets. At WGNU, we understand that and remind you that we can help. If you know of a nonprofit group that would like WGNU to help promote events and ongoing programs free of charge, just send a fax with all the information to our public service department at area code 314-454-6609. Requests must be submitted 2 weeks in advance of any event. WGNU Radio reserves the right to edit or reject any submission because of time constraints and objectionable or commercial content. The St. Louis Comic Book Show is your opportunity to buy, sell, and trade collectible comics, cards, toys, and action figures. Check it out at the Shrewsbury American Legion Post on Lansdowne on Sunday from 10:30 to 2:30. Admission is $2 and parking is free. For more information, call 314-544-2812. Comic book news to you from WGNU.
I'm Phil Person of Person Roofing. We've been in business about 17 years, and we've advertised on WGNU almost that whole time. We have installed over 5,000 roofs in that period of time, and today I have a customer here. His name is Mr. Merriweather. Mr. Merriweather, I think we installed a roof on your house about 10 or 12 years ago.
Yes, you did.
Recently, you had a little storm damage on that roof, didn't you?
I sure did.
Can you tell what happened?
Yeah, Mr. Person come out and repaired my roof and didn't charge me anything.
And you haven't had any problems since we did a repair?
I sure haven't.
Even though your warranty was out, we still came out and took care of your roof.
Right.
We try to service our customers, and if you would like to have a new roof, call us at 361-7127. That's Person Roofing at 361-7127. All phases of roofing. Thank
Good
you.
Morning. This is Liz Brown, and I would like to invite you to a grand music extravaganza and CD release. Where? At Central VPA High School, May 1st at 9:30 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. The extravaganza will feature the Performing Arts Percussion Wind String and Guitar Ensembles and the Jazz Show Choir, the Glee Club, and last but not least, Dr. Stanley Ingram and the Faculty Jazz Band. Admission, $3 per student per person at 9:30 a.m. and then $5 per person at 7 p.m. The location, 3125 South Kings Highway. For more information, call 771-2772. That's 771-2772. Don't miss it and pick up one of their CDs. You'll love it.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Oh, I know what still is the
pink silk, my white cotton feels so good. Search high and low for a place where I can lay my burdens down. Ain't nothing in the whole wide world like the peace that I have found. The little things and the joy they bring.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name, my name, my name, say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up, get up, get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Hey, Brown.
Yes.
Yeah, thanks, Liz. I want to say a lot of times I disagree with you, but I do agree with you now on the doctors.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say 15 years ago when I was working in the hospital, they had a rule that if you took a body down to the morgue, you had to close all the patients' rooms down the hallway that you were moving. They didn't want patients to see that doctors can't save everybody.
Mm. Yeah.
They wanted to perpetuate that idea that, you know, doctors can do anything.
That's right. That's right. And do you agree that, or what do you think about the idea that there are different types of focuses in medicine, that it focuses more on issues of men than women? Do you think that is true?
I really don't know. I haven't done too much research on that.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't doubt it.
You know, I mean, if you just think about it from reproductive issues, why isn't there a pill for men? And all this experimentation that's gone on with women with all of these various and sundry devices that have hurt and killed and harmed them.
You're right. You're right. There are.
You know, I mean, I think that people should really, really, really step up to the plate and start taking responsibility for their own bodies.
But, you know, also, talking about the pill and that, I'd like to ask, why aren't we teaching children just to say no?
Well,
that's the best way, you know, they're looking to prevent pregnancies and prevent, you know, cancerness. Why can't we just teach them no?
Because the honest reality is that all of us learn different things. Nobody wants teenagers to be pregnant, right? We don't want teenagers to be pregnant. Just like different bodies deal with different drugs in different ways, different bodies respond to different stimuli in different ways, there should be all options available to our children to prevent our children from having children. And yes, abstinence absolutely should be taught, but we cannot, none of us, it would be illogical for all of us to conclude that there's only one way to learn anything, because all of us know that that is not true. If we are truly interested in protecting all of our children and not simply getting people to buy into our particular morality beliefs, this is about protecting our children and preventing pregnancy. Let's teach everything, don't you think?
Well, I wasn't looking at it just as morality, but just talking about the 100% sure way of preventing pregnancy. And they say that the human papillomavirus is caused by sexual relations.
Yeah, but it's passed. But if you're wearing condoms, it's not passed. So you can't pass the virus.
We know how reliable condoms are, right?
Well, no, actually, they do know how reliable condoms are.
But that's what I'm saying. They're not 100% reliable.
Let me ask you this. Do you know of any behavior that any human being engages in 100% of the time?
No.
Okay. So, and we're talking about children. Do you know of any behavior that a child engages in 100% of the time?
No, you're right.
Okay, so we gotta give more choices. Let's tell them all, and let's teach them all. One of the things I think that there is such a, we have such a whacked idea of sex and sexuality in this country that we are fearful of talking about it. And children today are just as ignorant as we were when we were children about sex. For real. And despite all this, what they have is they have more images coming to them, more information coming to them, but they're not anymore now that the average eighth grader is the same as the average eighth grader in terms of knowing stuff. Now, they've seen a whole lot of stuff, but they don't know any more than we did, and that's because we're not teaching them and telling them. You know what the best education about keeping kids from getting pregnant? Is talking to them about it.
Right, right. And but talking to them.
Talking to them.
Here, you know,
but talking to them.
And protection, but
exactly.
Talking to them.
Talking to them about everything, though. We have to be honest in our discussions. We have to talk about abstinence. We have to talk about birth control. We have to talk about condoms. We have to talk about AIDS. We have to talk about sexually transmitted diseases. We have to talk about teenage pregnancies. We have to talk about responsibility. All of those discussions have to take place, and they need to take place in a whole lot of places, because sometimes you know that you listen to things from your father or you listen to things from your teacher when your father wasn't talking to you about it. We have to talk to our children. Everybody does. Because the fact of the matter is that you've learned things throughout the course of your life. I've learned things throughout the course of my life that didn't necessarily come from my mom's voice or my dad's voice.
Right, right.
Okay?
You're right.
All right. Thank you so much for your call this morning. Have a great weekend.
You too.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
He that has an ear to hear, let him hear. I would like to talk about this topic of fertilities and the ways that we go about it. The ways that we go about fertility is wrong. We use all these man-made devices and man-made ideologies to come up with our answer. But it reminds me what the Messiah said, speaking in the Holy Scriptures, in the book of Luke, in the 23rd chapter. As the Messiah was about to be crucified, he said, "Behold, daughters of Jerusalem, the days are coming when they shall say, blessed is the barren, and the wombs that never bear, and the paps which never gave suck. These are those days, and it was prophesied 2,000 years ago." So these things that are happening now today, what are we going about doing? Yeah, we're using condoms and women fertility things, but the things that we do are going about the right way when it is the Creator who plants the seed. Even though we don't want to do it, it is Him who that has the power over life. We shouldn't go about these ways if we don't know what we're doing.
Or her.
Or her. Either man or the woman.
No,
the
the Creator, her.
Oh, no.
Oh, the Creator is a him?
No, I'm not agreeing to her. I thought you were talking about the devices that we use.
No. You said the Creator, he, and I said the Creator, she.
Okay, well, that's what you say, but that's not what the Scriptures state.
I see.
And
he never
referred to himself as a her. How did you come about with her?
Well, you know, why wouldn't the Creator be a woman, since the woman is the Creator of life?
Woman isn't the Creator of life.
Sure she is.
No, she is.
Try to have a baby. See how that works out for you.
Say that again?
Try to have a baby. See how that works out for you.
It is the man. The seed comes from the man.
And the woman creates the life.
And it's also written in the Scripture that it's not a he. Or a she.
And again, the woman creates life. You asked me the question of why I would think the Creator is a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, because the woman creates life.
Oh, woman does not create life.
I just explained it to you. You're not paying attention. Welcome to the wake-up call.
How are you doing, Liz?
Good morning.
You know, you made a nice comment a while ago. I was listening about the man and the woman. See, I've said that in classes. Nobody ever looks at the male as he doesn't have to go through any suffering. He can have sex, go off and leave the child with the woman. She can be taking birth control, suffering, and everything else. Why don't they invent something to stop him? I mean, if you realize how dangerous it is.
I think it's because of the society that we live in, because it is male dominated. It is all about allowing the male to go out there and do whatever the male wants to do.
That's why I asked those questions. Why? The reason is just what you're saying. This is a predominant male society. Even getting the child, you got to take both of them to get the child. In the man is the female, and the male in the same way with the egg. They go together if you stop splitting them up.
Wait a minute. All right. The male, obviously the male contributes to it, but it is the woman that completes it and does it.
Well, the male
contributes. I'm not taking anything away, but come on. The woman's body takes it, creates it, makes it, delivers it, brings it here.
Well, I'm going to agree with you in this case too. Look.
But wait, before you respond, think about that male-dominated society that we live in that does not want to give up any of their created authority in this world. Let us really be clear about where all the work is taking place for life.
You know what, Liz? 75 years, my mother lived till I was 44, and there was not a sweeter woman on this earth. And I would never dissolve and ignore my mother for my father as if she was insignificant. Now, that's me. I don't care. I love my mother. And wasn't nobody like her. And without her, I wouldn't have been here even. So I wonder, when you get into that male domination, it's directly from America.
Absolutely.
A male dominated society.
Absolutely.
Without
explain.
Exclusion.
All right. Thanks.
Have a good day.
Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Oh, I mean, come on. Come on. Who does all the work? Who does all of the work? And all of a sudden, oh, no, my, you know, we're pregnant. No, we're not. She is. Kind of like going to a baseball game or a football game, and the game is over and the Cardinals won, and people say, we won. No, you watched. They won. Yeah, you were there, and it was important that you were there. But the work was done on the field. They won. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me. You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? Where else, where else, where else? Indeed, a fabulous sale, a fabulous sale. If you don't attend any sale this weekend, attend this one at the Sears and Union and Natural Bridge. 20% off Kenmore, 20% off of Kenmore. And because it's a yard sale, you know what? You know what? There's going to be in the parking lot of this Sears a fabulous barbecue throwing down. So you need to be there at Sears this weekend. Get to Sears, take advantage of the great deals, take advantage of the barbecue that's waiting for you there, and tell them I told you to.
Red Defender, that huge asteroid is headed towards Earth.
I'll handle this. The Red Defender hurtles towards the asteroid.
You saved us. How?
I stopped the asteroid and reversed it back into space.
The moon, it's exploded.
Where did you throw that asteroid?
Away.
Saving the world isn't easy. Saving a life is. One pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Go to bloodsave.com. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Good day. This is Tumpe.
This is Balan Lane.
And this is Angel.
Together, we host Wonderful, a new talk show concerning relationships with God, family, and community. Please tune in every Saturday morning at 5 a.m. on AM 920 WGNU.
Hear us there.
Yes, sir.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Shadows are falling all over town. Another night and these blues got me down. Oh, misery, I sure could use some good.
Oh, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name, say my name, say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Don't forget, in the 9 o'clock hour today, Wellness 101 with Dr. Rosa Kincaid, and then a discussion in the next hour about East Timor's new president. We tell you all the stories. It's not just the United States. It's all over the world. And then on Monday, oh, my goodness, lock and load. Let's get it on. In the 9 o'clock hour on Monday, the author of The N-Word, Who Can Say It, Who Shouldn't, and Why. It's a brilliant book. It really is. It is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful book. And we're going to have a wonderful discussion with the author in the studio of The N-Word. And then in the 8 o'clock hour on Monday, we're going to be talking about Africa's resources for Africa. All diamonds are blood diamonds. We're going to be having that discussion. And then in the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking about indigenous women. Did you know that Amnesty International has discovered a disturbing phenomenon going on in this country? Rape of indigenous women. We're going to have that discussion on Monday at 7. Oh, lock and load, rock and roll, and let's get it on. Riveting radio for you on Monday. Stay with me. 1-877-920-WGNU. Ken. Ken.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. You know, I one thing I wanted to mention about the whole pregnancy thing is that is a time, why you say we are pregnant is because that is a time where a husband and a wife bond as a family. It is we. It is not her on her own having a child. Of course, she gives birth to the child, but the family develops just like the child in the womb is developing. The bond between the family, between the child in the womb, between the husband, between the mother, that is developing. It is not a spectator sport when it's done right. Not a spectator sport where the husband just sits back and watches her have a baby. And I speak probably for men who participate and believe, hey, that we are having a baby. Because for any man who woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning and had to go get some ice cream or to take care of their wife in any other way, knows how difficult it is to take care of a woman when she's pregnant, your wife when she's pregnant. And the bond that you get because of that is something that you can't manufacture any other way.
But my point was not that there isn't bonding of a family going on during this process. When we're talking about the actual thing of pregnancy, not the all of the other aspects of pregnancy that are external to the pregnancy. If we're talking about the thing that is the pregnancy, the woman.
But pregnancy is more than just being physically pregnant. There is an
it
emotional
it absolutely,
where that
absolutely.
You have to have support for.
Absolutely.
And that's what the husband is there for.
No, and I'm not, please don't misunderstand that my comment as one of dismissive of the roles of males in a committed relationship when the woman is pregnant. That is not that was
compared it to watching a baseball game.
What I
that
said
is totally unfair for any man who has taken care of his wife when she is pregnant.
You're missing my point. The conversation prior to that was about what the woman's body can do and what the male's body can do. The woman's body gives birth. The male's body does not. And we were talking about whether or not what was the gender of the creator. And my point was, my belief is that the gender of the creator is female. The caller then said, why do you say that? And I said, because the woman's body gives birth. The man's body does not. That was my point. I was not attempting to dismiss or diminish any of the relationship things that go on during the course of a pregnancy within a committed relationship or a marriage. That was not my point at all. It was distinguishing with the caller before that about the role of, or my conclusion as to the gender of the creator.
Okay.
Well, and all right, thank you.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Power as the people live. Good morning.
Good morning.
You are exactly right. A man cannot have no baby. You can't tell no woman how to have a baby or when to have a baby. So how could a man be in charge of being creating a baby?
My point was, what is the gender of the creator? And I believe the gender of the creator is female. Why? Because the female's body gives birth.
Exactly.
And I do want to say that I do agree with the last caller's point about all of the beautiful, magical things that take place in a relationship during the birth of a baby. And I understand why families and men and women say, we're having a baby. But that was not the context of the discussion that I was having.
A man cannot tell a woman that he does not want to have a baby. So
thanks.
The woman is in charge.
Thanks for your call.
1-877-920-WGNU.
That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Mimi.
Hey.
Good morning.
I want to make two comments. The
sure.
First comment, I believe that the creator is a female because if you study on your African history, you will find that the Africans refer to in a feminine pretext. Who else but a mother can put up with all the drama that her kids display? Second thing I want to say about the doctor.
Well, I think that goes back to the caller before that's point about, I think that both, once the baby gets here, that both genders have a huge and extraordinary role to play when they are here. There are all kinds of things wonderful. I was raised by a father. My mother passed when I was very young. I was raised by a father, so I don't ever want to be out suggesting that once the baby gets here, that there are, and the baby's process, that everybody can contribute. But my singular point was,
I agree with you on that point. And I want to say about the doctors, I am a person that's a victim of genocide. They have no clue how my kidney shut down.
Mm.
I had a baby. I was pregnant at 5 months. They say, get an abortion. If not, your baby's going to have Down syndrome.
Mm.
My son is standing here.
Mm.
No problem.
Mm.
I went to Dr. Kincaid because she's coming on your next show, and I ain't know. But I went to her when the kidney doctor said my legs were swole. I'm 135 pounds, and the bottom of my legs was like I'm 200 pounds.
Mm.
When they didn't have no answer, I questioned the doctor. They get so mad at me that all the people, my family and my sister, them say, you ain't supposed to do that. I questioned. I had 35 doctors looking at me, and couldn't nobody tell me why my kidney shut down.
Mm.
Went to Rosa Kincaid. She put me on a raw food diet. I've been on that ever since. My baby's standing right here, healthy. I didn't have to get no blood transfusion, nothing. It's about what you eat.
Yes, ma'am. It's what we put in our bodies. Thank you so
much. Thank you, Ms. Lee.
1-877-920-WGNU. James.
Good morning, Liz.
Good
How
morning.
Are you?
I'm wonderful.
Liz, I wanted to just say something. I teach a class in theology, and one of the things that the Christian information does not tell us that our theology goes back to ancient Kemet in Egypt. And when the Europeans took over in conquering during the 23rd of the 24th dynasty, there were two things that happened. One, there was a man called Alexander the Great. He went into Egypt, and then they began to study the technology, the religion, and then going fast forwarding to 325 BC, which there was a man by the name of Constantine that's really laid the basis for modern Christianity. They had the Council of Nicaea, and there were three things that happened at that council, Liz. Number one, he charged that all of the ancient scrolls that were traced back to the things that they were distorting be burned.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, they said that the God force that the Africans practice as being a female would be changed to male.
Mm-hmm.
Number three was that the church would represent a military force and an economic force. And the fourth thing was that the God image that was black would be changed to white. Now, Liz, of the things that were not destroyed today, For example, we refer to Mother as what? Mother Earth. Mm-hmm. We refer to nature as Mother Nature. Those are the things that are not destroyed because the thing that produces is female.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things that Christianity has really done is distorted. Now, in our Christian Bible, the Bible says God has no respect of person, male, female, but that's been distorted. The actual ancient Kemet scrolls have said that God is, in fact, a woman. And let me just say this. If, in fact, what we're worshiping today is a God force with all of the destruction and murder and war and bombing that's going on, I think we're on the wrong track, Liz. And I just want to say one thing. I would like to see us give a woman a chance because the women today that are talking about what's going in Iraq are talking about saving lives, and the men are in charge are talking about destroying lives. Thank you, Liz.
Thank you, James. Listen, folks, my name is Liz Brown. Going to the top of the news hour. Stay with me.
Common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. The markets will open in about a half an hour from now to some disappointing news.
Just 1.3%. That's how much the economy grew in the first 3 months of 2007. A bad performance, undercutting what most economists had been expecting. They'd been betting on 2% growth for those quarters. It's the worst performance in 4 years. The main culprit for this slowdown? The housing slump.
I really, really, really do.
That's ABC News business correspondent Dan Arnell. They may not agree on everything, but Ohio Congressman Dennis Kucinich pretty much speaks for the Democratic presidential candidates. When it comes to the war in Iraq, they want out.
The Democrats have the power to end the war right now, and that's what we should do. They're under no obligation to give George Bush any money at all.
Eight hopefuls met last night at the campaign's first debate. ABC Steve Portnoy was there.
On the number one issue, all the candidates agree.
This war is a disaster.
The American people have said, Republicans and Democrats, that it's time to end this war.
We will start to bring them home.
But there are differences between the candidates on how and when to bring the troops home. While Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama would leave some in Iraq, Bill Richardson says,
I would withdraw all of our troops, including residual troops, by the end of this calendar year.
The more liberal candidates, Dennis Kucinich and former Senator Mike Gravel, would end the war today. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Orangeburg, South Carolina.
The president will be heading to Central Command in Tampa next week for a military briefing in the war in Iraq. He'll be doing it next Tuesday.
4 years after the president appeared in front of a banner that read Mission Accomplished, he'll visit the Florida headquarters of the Central Command to address a coalition conference and receive a war briefing. That may be the same day Congress sends him a war funding bill that orders a troop withdrawal to begin in October, which the president has vehemently and repeatedly said he would veto.
ABC's Pam Coulter in Washington. This is ABC News.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Can you believe this fine riding mower? Her turning radius is zero. Her engine's a 20-horsepower twin-cylinder, and she's got a dual hydrostatic transmission. What do you think?
I think we came in here for a refrigerator, so you can kiss her goodbye.
Ouch. That's cold.
Now you can have both. Through April 29th, get special deferred financing store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid in U.S. only. See store for details.
I'm going to say eight words you won't believe. Buying a used car should not be painful. Now, here are four words that prove it. Honda certified used cars. They're well-maintained late model Hondas. Each undergoes a 150-point inspection, then backed by one of the best warranties in the business. Plus, now you can get APR financing on all certified used Honda Accord and Pilot models. Made you a believer, didn't I? Hey, it may be used, but it's still a Honda. Honda Certified Used Cars.
See dealer for financing and limited warranty details.
The mayor of Jackson, Mississippi won't have to look for a new job after all.
Mayor Frank Melton was elected by a landslide 2 years ago, promising to clean up crime-plagued Jackson. But he was a little unorthodox. The mayor took to carrying guns and cruising the inner city in the police department's mobile command center. Last August, the mayor and two detectives took sledgehammers to a duplex they considered a crack house. The prosecution argued there are procedures that need to be followed. The defense claimed the three were not guilty of anything but trying to help. The jury agreed. Deirdre Bryant, ABC News.
Actor Alec Baldwin on The View today on ABC says he wants to take a break from acting to focus on being a parent.
I really, really, really don't want to do it anymore because I would like to take a specific piece of my life, whether it's 3 years or 5 years, it doesn't matter, and devote myself.
Baldwin made the headlines after a recording of an angry voicemail message he left his daughter was made public. Daria Alvinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, police may have found the vehicle involved in a fatal hit-and-run in Dupo. 18-year-old Danielle Kraft of Waterloo was killed when she was hit by a van along North Main Street Wednesday night. Last night, police found the van they believe was responsible for the incident in a wooded area of East Carondelet. Kraft's 14-year-old friend was walking with her at the time, but she was unharmed. Anyone with any information is asked to call Dupo Police at 618-286-4884. An Illinois man has admitted to 83 thefts worth over $1 million. 38-year-old Bobby Miller of Fairview Heights pleaded guilty in federal court yesterday. Miller allegedly stole vehicles and then used them in his other thefts before selling what he stole. Most of the vehicles have been recovered, but not much of the merchandise has been found. Miller faces a maximum sentence of 10 years in prison. Finally this hour, the Cardinals continue their homestand tonight when they kick off a series against the Chicago Cubs at Busch Stadium. Anthony Reyes will start for the Cards, hoping to bounce back from a losing effort in his previous outing against Chicago. He'll be opposed by ex-Redbird Jason Marquis, who shut down his former teammates with 7 scoreless innings in that game. The Cardinals are in third place with a record of 10-11 at this early stage of the season. Game time tonight is 7:10. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Westbound 70 between West Forest and Shreve. An accident left lane is blocked at Shreve. It's stop-and-go traffic. Northbound 55 from Richardson through 141. Look for disabled vehicles left lane, and it's at 141. Expect slow traffic as a result. Eastbound 44 from Antire through 141. Look for stop-and-go traffic due to an accident. The right lane's blocked. That's at 141. Westbound Kingbridge traffic's moving well from the bank into the landing. Northbound Route 3, that approach on the Poplar Street Bridge, it is slow. Eastbound 40 between Maryville Center and Mason Road. Look for heavy volume going on there. Eastbound 70 from Highway K through 79. Look for traffic to be easing this hour, but still on the move. Northbound 270 from Gravois through Doherty Ferry. Look for that traffic to be easing. Westbound 270. There's been a cleared accident at 170 between 367 and Graham Hanley. So look for some pockets of slow traffic as a result. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street onto the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for heavy volume going on, especially in the left lanes. Westbound 40 between Clayton and Lindbergh. Look for a stall cleared near Lindbergh. It's causing some delays. And westbound 40 between McCausland and 170. Look for a very heavy volume as a result. Eastbound 70 from 270 through St. Charles Rock Road, you've got a heavy volume, and eastbound 44 is pretty much the same from Soccer Park through 270. That is a look at this hour's traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Mostly cloudy this morning, partly cloudy by the afternoon with a high around 70 for this evening, mostly cloudy. Low in the lower 50s. Saturday, mostly cloudy in the morning, partly cloudy by the afternoon, high in the lower 70s. Saturday evening, mostly clear, low in the lower 50s. And Sunday, mostly sunny with a high around 80. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 51 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 54 and scattered clouds. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you and people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to attend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get up. Get to me. We have much, much, much business to attend to. Please don't forget, in the 9 o'clock hour, that would be the next hour, I'm going to be talking to Dr. Rosa Kincaid, Wellness 101, and because it is the end of the month, it is the last Friday of the month, that means that we will be engaging in some raw food cooking, food preparation on the show. So you need to stay tuned for that. And as we look forward to the rest of or forward towards next week, Monday's show is extraordinarily special. And then the 9 o'clock hour, I'm going to have in the studio with me the author of The N-Word, Who Can Say It, Who Shouldn't, and Why. Yep, that's what we're going to be talking about. It's a wonderful, wonderful book. I encourage everybody to go out and to grab a copy of it because it's very profound, and I'm looking forward to that discussion. Then in the 8 o'clock on Monday morning, the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be having a discussion about Africa, keeping Africa's resources. We're going to talk about all diamonds are blood diamonds. And then in the 7 o'clock hour on Monday, we're going to be having a discussion with Amnesty International. There is a phenomenon that is taking place in this country right now as we speak. A horrific phenomena. the rape of indigenous women. That's going to be our discussion at 7 o'clock on Monday morning. They call it Riveting Radio, and they do that for a reason. My name is Liz Brown. This hour, we're going to have a conversation about elections. And we're going to have a conversation about East Timor and elections. Because one of the things that I try to do on this show is to connect us to not just the city that we live in, not just the state that we live in, not just the country we live in, but connections to the whole world. This is the first national election conducted by the independent state of Timor. We're going to talk about that this morning with my guest, John Miller, who is the national coordinator for East Timor and Indonesia Action Network. He's joining us from Brooklyn. We'll be back with that discussion. Stay with me. Good morning. This is Liz Brown, and I would like to invite you to a grand music extravaganza and CD release. Where? At Central VPA High School, May 1st at 9:30 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. The extravaganza will feature the Performing Arts Percussion, Wind, String, and Guitar Ensembles, and the Jazz Show Choir, the Glee Club, and last but not least, Dr. Stanley Ingram and the Faculty Jazz Band. Admission, $3 per student per person at 9:30 a.m. and then $5 per person at 7 p.m. The location, 3125 South Kings Highway. For more information, call 771-2772. That's 771-2772. Don't miss it and pick up one of their CDs. You'll love it.
Take on the day with Dr. Laura Schlesinger online at WGNU.net. And go do the right thing.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
The people, the issues affecting your life, right here, right now, on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Well, I think I'm going out of my head. Yes, I think I'm going out of my head for you. Oh, you. I want you to want me. I need you so badly.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. My conversation this hour is with John M. Miller, the National Coordinator for East Timor and Indonesia Action Network. He's joining us from Brooklyn, and we're here to talk about a 2007 presidential election. John, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, a little stuffed up, but hopefully I'll come through clearly here.
I'm sure you will. Can we back up a little bit before we get to the presidential election? Tell us a little bit about East Timor.
Well, East Timor is north of Australia. It's part of the Indonesian archipelago of islands. was a Portuguese colony for hundreds of years, mostly neglected and ignored by them. And in 1974, Portugal had a revolution. Their dictatorship was overthrown, and efforts at independence began in East Timor. And in 1975, Indonesia invaded East Timor, afraid of a democratic or more leftist regime there, and with U.S. backing, in fact, the day after Henry Ford and, President Ford and Henry Kissinger had met with the Indonesian dictator in Jakarta and gave their go-ahead.
And that's documented. In fact, that was recently released, the evidence of that.
Right, yeah,
more evidence of it.
The transcript
right.
of the meeting between
right.
the president, the two presidents, and Kissinger.
Right. And so East Timor was incorporated into Indonesia in 76.
In a formal sense, mm-hmm. it became Indonesia's 27th province.
Now, what happened in 1999?
During the course of the occupation, mostly in the first 5 years or so, 100 to 200,000 people were killed out of a population of 600,000 or 700,000. So that's first of all important to note.
Mm-hmm.
Primarily, Indonesia's arms supplier was the U.S. In 1998, Suharto was forced to resign due to an economic crisis, and as part of the transition process, the Indonesian president who replaced him proposed a referendum, which then became a referendum on independence, which took place in 1999, during which the East Timorese people voted overwhelmingly for independence. I was actually an observer for that election. And as a consequence, the Indonesian military literally destroyed East Timor, killing a final 1,400 people, displacing three-quarters of the population, either across the border into Indonesian West Timor, or people fled to the mountains.
And we're talking about 300,000 people out of a population of, what, 600,000, 800,000?
At that time, yeah. About 300,000 into West Timor and another 300,000 into the mountains.
Mm.
And destroying about, according to the UN, three-quarters of the buildings and most of East Timor's infrastructure.
So we're talking about homes and irrigation systems, schools and electrical. They say that 100% of the country's electrical grid was destroyed, 100%?
About three-quarters.
Mm.
The Indonesian military needed some of that for its own use, so they didn't destroy all of it. And then the UN came in and administered East Timor, basically ruled the country until independence in May 2002.
Is it significant that when we talk about the UN coming into East Timor, is it significant to note that the peacekeeping troops that were sent by the UN were Australian-led?
Initially, in the fall of 1999, it was an Australian-led peacekeeping mission
mm-hmm.
with troops from primarily Australia, Portugal, the Philippines, New Zealand, if I remember right.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was replaced by a full-blown UN peacekeeping mission in the sense we think of, lots of troops
and
police, but also by UN administration.
And I think that the UN peacekeeping troops, when people hear those words, they conceive of something that oftentimes on the ground is nothing like that. In terms of the what happens to people in with the force that is used with the peacekeeping troops.
Well, in this sense, the Indonesian military agreed to withdraw and
mm-hmm.
did. Indonesia accepted the results of the referendum. The main security problem came at that time from Indonesian military-created militia
mm-hmm.
who fled across the border and did at times challenge and attack East Timor, but in very small ways. So I think that peacekeeping mission, say, unlike many, ended up with very little loss of life and was certainly welcomed. It's something that the East Timorese people had been begging for, you know, during decades of Indonesian occupation.
So who was ruling Indonesia prior to this election here in 2007? How is the government structured?
You mean East Timor?
I'm sorry, in East Timor.
Okay. Prior to independence, there were two elections held in the fall of, in late 2001, a constituent assembly was elected to write a constitution, and that then became the parliament of East Timor. And that election was dominated by a political party called Fretilin, which was the main pro-independence party prior to the Indonesian invasion and throughout the Indonesian occupation. In the April, I think it was, of 2002, there was a presidential election that was won by Xanana Gusmao, who had been he's the George Washington of East Timor. He was
he's a hero.
He was the leader of the guerrilla resistance. He was arrested and jailed by Indonesia in 1992 and, you know, looked at that time by all of East Timorese society, you know, as their leader.
So take us to 2007.
Okay, so up until this year, both the Constituent Assembly and the presidency have parliament have 5-year terms. So elections are due. And the presidential election took place April 9th. There were 8 candidates. The two that got the most votes and are now heading into a runoff on May 9th are José Ramos Horta, which is a name many people internationally recognize. He won a Nobel Peace Prize for his efforts to promote East Timor's independence. He was the resistance's essentially foreign minister for many decades and became East Timor's foreign minister, and then as a result of a crisis East Timor went through about a year ago, he became East Timor's second prime minister. The other candidate is Luolo, who's a former guerrilla leader and the president of Fretilin, and he's been head of parliament for the past 5 years.
And what is significant about this election of 2007?
Well, it's East Timor's first national election that they've run themselves. They had local elections that took place over a period of about 8 months, a year or so back. So it's the first national election that they've been in charge of. As I said, the previous national elections were run by the UN. Second, East Timor has been going through a political security crisis for the past year. A year ago, police and military were fighting each other and within each other, which led to a call for new peacekeeping troops, again led by Australia, an expanded UN mission, which is now in place, and led to some regional divisions in the country, a flowering of violent youth gangs in the capital that actually continue to engage in violence. A number of additional homes were destroyed. About 100,000 people fled their homes and are living either in refugee camps or, have gone back to the rural areas that their families came from originally. And it's, I think, everybody's hope that these elections will help, if not quite resolve all those tensions and problems, set the terms for the debate about them and help East Timor move towards a resolution of those problems.
So how, when you take a look at the election results, how the election was conducted in East Timor, what are the conclusions that we can draw about this election?
And that's the question I would like to get to when we take a quick break here. My name is Liz Brown. I'm talking to John M. Miller. He's the National Coordinator for East Timor and Indonesia Action Network, joining us from Brooklyn. Stay with us.
Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at your traffic and your weather for this hour. Northbound 270 between Page and Dorset, accident on left on the entrance ramp, to Dorset Road. There's an overturned vehicle, so look for slow traffic there. Westbound 70 between West Florissant and Shreve, look for an accident. The shoulder's blocked. It's at Shreve. Look for slowdowns there. Northbound 55 from Carondelet through 4500 South Broadway. There's an accident. Three lanes are blocked. There's three right lanes at 4500 South Broadway. Very heavy volume as a result. Westbound 270 from 367 through Graham Hanley. Look for slow traffic due to an earlier accident at 170. Eastbound 44 between Antara and 141. Look for an accident. It's cleared at 141, but you can still see pockets of residual slow traffic. And northbound 55 from Richardson through 141. That stall has been cleared at 141, so look forward to some delays there. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, look forward to mostly cloudy skies this morning, partly sunny by the afternoon with a high around 70. This evening, mostly cloudy, low in the lower 50s. Saturday, mostly cloudy in the morning, partly cloudy by the afternoon, high in the lower 70s. Saturday evening, mostly clear with a low in the lower 50s. And Sunday, mostly sunny with a high around 80. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 53 degrees, cloudy skies. Lambert Field is reporting scattered clouds and 55. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Hello, this is Brother Willie Loudon. Join me every Sunday morning at 8:30. And let's praise him broadcast. Good gospel music and the latest church news to help you start your Sunday morning. So tune in on the Let's Praise Him broadcast every Sunday morning at 8:30 right here on WGNU.
I'm Phil Person of Person Roofing. We've been in business about 17 years, and we've advertised on WGNU almost that whole time. We have installed over 5,000 roofs in that period of time, and today I have a customer here. His name is Mr. Merriweather. Mr. Merriweather, I think we installed a roof on your house about 10 or 12 years ago.
Yes, you did.
Recently, you had a little storm damage on that roof, didn't you?
I sure did.
Can you tell what happened?
Yeah, Mr. Person come out and repaired my roof and didn't charge me anything.
And you haven't had any problems since we did a repair?
I sure haven't.
Even though your warranty was out, we still came out and took care of your roof.
Right.
We try to service our customers, and if you would like to have a new roof, call us at 361-7127. That's Person Roofing at 361-7127. All phases of roofing.
The
Thank
sweet
you.
Sounds of music
and glorious songs of inspiration broadcast
has been a Sunday morning tradition in St. Louis
for over 30 years. We bring you the best loved songs on the gospel scene.
Plus late-breaking church news,
words of inspiration,
and, well, just a whole lot of fun.
Join me, Evangelist Stella Norris,
and me, Brother Mel St. Clair, Sunday mornings from 9:30 a.m. until 11 o'clock a.m.
here on your weekend gospel voice of choice, AM 920 WGNU.
What you need to know, when you need to know it. The award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
You better live
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. We're having a conversation with John M. Miller, the National Coordinator for East Timor and an Indonesia Action Network. He's joining us this morning to talk about the 2007 presidential election. So when we evaluate this election, John, how did they do?
It wasn't perfect, but it's nothing that happened. One, probably can't be fixed, and two, affected the final results. We actually have a team of people in East Timor helping to monitor the elections, and they've came up with a bunch of specific proposals, but most of the problems can be laid to either confusion among people about the process, partly because some of the procedures were changed and rushed at the last minute, or something that happens in this country too, where preliminary results are sometimes mistaken for final ones, and when things change,
absolutely,
people think the worst. But in this case, we don't see that as having happened.
And what were there any surprises?
I think one surprise for me is it's sort of a plus and a negative. Part of the way the East Timor's crisis has played out is kind of emphasizing regional differences,
mm-hmm,
that weren't so prominent, say, when everybody was united in resisting the Indonesian occupation. And the voting pattern in some ways reflects regional preferences. So certain candidates did much better in certain parts of the country, but it wasn't just strictly the two dominant candidates that reflected that pattern. Other candidates also did well, and did well in their regions, and most every candidate got some votes somewhere, got votes throughout the country, which I think is heartening.
And in terms of the typical East Timor voter, because we in this country, they look at soccer moms, they look at African Americans, they look at the Hispanic vote, the woman's vote. What do we look at when we're evaluating voters in East Timor?
Well, one, there's no polling, mm-hmm, so there are no pollsters to finally
all
divide
right
them up to us here as voters.
Okay.
I think, particularly as international observers, we tend to just look at what's happening in the
mm-hmm
capital.
Mm-hmm. Do men and women vote?
Men and women vote. Voting age is actually 17 up, and there were a lot of new voters this time, about, I think, 60,000.
How do you register to vote?
There was a registration process that took place for the local elections, and then those that had changed, had moved, or hadn't registered for that, or had lost their papers, could re-register for this process. One interesting thing about this election that's very different than any other election I'm aware of, because of the large number of displaced people, you could vote anywhere in the country. You didn't have to vote where you were registered.
Because we're talking about hundreds of thousands of people that have been displaced.
About 100,000.
About 100,000 people that have been
displaced. That's about a tenth of the population, and about a fifth or sixth of the voting population.
Any recommendations?
Any
ones that are I guess that's really kind of sum up the major issue that confronted folks during this election process?
Well, one source of distrust in the process was that the election agency is part of a government ministry, and that it should be independent, fully
mm-hmm
independent. So there's, because the government is so dominated by one political party, that led to distrust. That they shouldn't change the rules so close to elections, mm-hmm, so that they can make sure everybody knows what they are and is aware of them. There was a sort of loose categories of who could observe the elections.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was some strict ones, but there were for example, a lot of government officials got free access passes, they were called, and There are a lot of party and agents and party observers, and that some polling places kind of overwhelmed people, and that those numbers should be limited. And there, I think, were good rules about police and peacekeepers not being too close to polling places unless they were needed to help, you know, resolve a problem. And in some instances, those rules weren't observed. And that's important that, shall we say, men with guns be kept away with polling places, again, to help protect the integrity of the process, and so everybody feels comfortable.
And one of the recommendations I thought was interesting, because it's a recommendation that they make during our presidential election, that commentators accurately represent the election process, especially after the voting.
Yeah, there was, I think I mentioned it, a lot of, you know, some confusion as partial polling data, partial results from different regions were released by the national agency collecting those numbers, compiling them, and eventually certifying them.
Was it Fox News?
No. And actually, one unfortunate thing in the process is the spokesperson for the National Election Commission came out and endorsed one of the candidates about a week before the elections. And again, yeah, that's just something that shouldn't be done in any society. And as we know, for example, looking at Ohio in this country, where you know, the head of the elections, the equivalent of the Elections Commission, was also the...
And apparently using RNC servers as well.
That's right. Also, yeah, the Bush, whatever co-chair for the state.
Right.
Yeah, it just doesn't breed support for, you know, confidence
and transparency.
Yeah.
And John, where can people go to find out more information about the election results and the recommendations that have been made for the East Timor 2007 presidential election?
Well, they can go to our website, which is etan.org.
Very good.
And they also find out about a lot of the other issues that have to do with East Timor.
Very good.
Ones we hope, some of them we hope will be debated in the election.
Very good. And I want to thank you very much for joining me this morning, John M. Miller, National Coordinator for East Timor and Indonesia Action Network. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you very much for having me.
454-0400 is the phone number, 1-877-920-WGNU. That's the long-distance number. And if you want to email me, you can do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. I also want to give you an opportunity to engage in some activity. You know me, I'm always trying to plan your day, plan your weekend. Sunday at 10 a.m. at the Muhammad Mosque, number 28, that's 1408 North Kings Highway, we have Minister Abdul Rahman Muhammad speaking on the three planes of divine. That's 10 a.m. on Sunday at the Muhammad Mosque, number 28, 1408 North Kings Highway. Minister Abdul Rahman Muhammad of Atlanta, Georgia. He's going to be speaking on the three planes of divine. If you have any questions, you can give them a call at 367-9667. That's 367-9667. Sunday, 10 a.m. Doors open at 9 a.m. Muhammad Mosque, number 28, 1408 North Kings Highway. And don't forget that on Monday we have a wonderful, wonderful show. I'm just shows plural on the Wake Up Call. Monday morning, starting at 9 o'clock, we're going to be having a discussion with the author of The N-Word, Who Can Say It, Who Shouldn't, and Why. You've seen him on Comedy Central, at least on the Colbert Report, and also all over the network news. This is a very, very, very powerful book, and wow, the timing of it. The N-Word, the author is going to be joining me here in the studio on Monday morning at 9 o'clock. Then in the 8 o'clock hour, I'm going to be having a discussion with the folks that are traveling the country, talking about keeping Africa's resources in Africa. And specifically, this is the All Diamonds Are Blood Diamonds campaign. That's going to take place. That discussion is going to take place in the 8 o'clock hour, then in the 7 o'clock hour on Monday. Amnesty International is going to be joining me to talk about this horrific phenomena that is taking place here in this country, the rape of indigenous women. That's going to be Monday. So lock and load, rock and roll. Let's get it on Monday morning. Something to look forward to this weekend. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Will, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. How you doing?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. I was tripping off that conversation earlier dealing with the woman's right to her body and the image of what the creator should or shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, the one guy, James, called in, and he gave a real good historical, you know, aspect to it. And I agree wholeheartedly, but actually, you do have actual scientific evidence to kind of point you in the direction that you were saying. Because anybody that knows anything about the development of the human body knows that in the very early stages of embryonic development and fetal development, everything starts out as female. You know, it's only at a certain stage of development where, depending on whether the sperm is imparted the XY chromosome or the XX chromosome, is whether or not the body is going to begin to turn into a male. So I think that if you pay attention to creation. You know, God don't have time to hide anything if you pay mm-hmm. close enough attention. Mm-hmm. And spirituality and science are basically two sides of the same coin.
I think that the challenge of all of us. Have you read the Da Vinci Code?
No, I haven't.
Okay, one of the things in the Da Vinci Code, it was quote unquote fiction. One of the things that it talked about in the Da Vinci Code was how history, throughout European history, it has been about eliminating the presence of women from the beginning. I mean, it talked about in the Da Vinci Code, and it's a really fun read. One of the things it talked about was how at one point all of the women were rounded up, women that were the midwives, the women that were the authors, the women that were the lawmakers, and burned at the stake as witches.
Yeah.
That was the witches campaign wasn't about sorcery. It was about depowering, taking away all of the power of people in society that were women, and then demonizing women forever. Women that expressed anything were then called witches.
And a lot of the cultural motivation for that actually does come from the most prominent religion that we have, which is Christianity, because it's basically a patriarchal-based religion, which came along later after, as the guy James pointed out, after the much older religions and spiritual systems based in ancient Kemet.
Thanks for your call, Will. Listen, folks, Liz Brown, The Wake Up Call. Stay with me. Travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? Where else, where else, where else indeed? Washers, dryers on sale this weekend. 20% off on Kenmore products. You need to get down to Sears at Union and Natural Bridge. Not only are you going to find great deals there, but you know what? They're going to have barbecue for you because it's a big sale. It is a big sale at Sears. So big that we're going to be using the parking lot. There's going to be barbecue there available for you. Get great deals. Now, great food at the Sears at Union and Natural Bridge. Tell them I told you to.
Praise the Lord, Radio Land. This is Bishop John Blue inviting you to listen every Saturday afternoon at 1:30 for the Jesus Ordered Church of God of the Apostolic Faith broadcast. We are living in a time when God is moving in His mighty ways, and I encourage you to listen and believe so that you might receive the blessings of God has for you every Saturday afternoon at 1:30 right here on AM 920 WGNU.
Is your church, school, or nonprofit organization holding an upcoming event, or does it have an ongoing program? We can help you get the word out free of charge here at WGNU. Just send a flyer or written information to WGNU Radio, Public Service Department, 265 Union Boulevard, St. Louis, Missouri, 63108. We ask 2 weeks lead time for any upcoming event. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject any submission due to content and time considerations.
Hello, this is Alfred Gurley, your host of the German Hit Parade radio program. Heard every Sunday afternoon from 2:30 till 4 here on WGNU. Enjoy the beautiful melodies and timely news from Germany as we make your Sunday afternoon just a little bit brighter. The German Hit Parade is the longest-running German program on radio in St. Louis, and I hope you make it part of your weekend listening every Sunday afternoon from 2:30 till 4, right here on AM 920 WGNU.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother on the award-winning Makeup Call with Liz Brown.
Of me. He's calling black people trash to his children, and he's the only trash here I see. And I'm thinking this man wears a white hood in the night when his children should sleep. But they'll slip through their windows and they'll see him, and they'll think that white hood's all they need. Hard life, wherever you go. And if we poison our children with hatred, in the hard life, it's all that they'll know.
Oh, welcome back. I love that song. I love that line. If we poison our children with hatred, then a hard life is all they'll ever know. And I remember, that's Nancy Griffith. And I went to a concert of hers a number of years back. It was really kind of funny. I was like, the only black person in the audience. And so it was nothing but white folks in there. And I was listening to the music because I enjoy stories. I enjoy when people tell stories in their music, and I love Nancy Griffith. And what I was struck by was, okay, nothing, mostly white folks, just little old me sitting up in the audience, nothing but white folks. And she looked at her audience and she said, the biggest challenge confronting this country that we live in today is racism. Is racism. She said that to her audience. And I was struck by that. And that's another reason why I like this artist, because she believes what she says, what she sings about. And that comes through in what she and how she does it. I just really like her, and I love that line. As an aside, 1-877-920-WGNU. And I feel a little entertaining. Is that a word? Is that a word, Howard? It is now.
I went and saw the Parliament Funkadelics back in 77.
Did you? And did you?
I think I was the only white guy there.
How was it?
It was awesome. Bootsy rules.
As always. I feel a little entertaining today, or at this moment in the show. So I'm going to give you another suggestion of something to do this weekend. Go see the movie Shooter. If it's still around, go see the movie Shooter with Mark Wahlberg. Why? I love movies. I adore movies. I love going to the movies. I saw 300, and I saw it on the surround sound theater, and I really like 300. I really, really, really love that movie. But getting back to the Shooter, the reason why you should go see the Shooter is because, and if it's still around,
It's because it carries this strong anti-government sentiment. And it's political, and it's a damning expose of how the state stages black ops to achieve political agendas. I love Conspiracy. Remember that movie with Mel Gibson and Julia Roberts? I love that movie. Also the movie with Will Smith and Gene Hackman. That movie. What's the name of that, Howard? Do you remember that movie? The name of that movie?
It was in Conspiracy Theory, was it? No, that was
the Julia Roberts.
Mel Gibson.
Yeah, Mel Gibson.
Enemy
of the State. Enemy of the
there
State.
There you go.
The Enemy of the State. I love that movie. They're talking about this movie Shooter with in that same type of genre of films. And then also the one with your favorite, Samuel Jackson and Gina Davis. What's the name of that movie?
Oh,
Can't remember the name of that movie. Another wonderful, wonderful, wonderful movie about...
Yeah, because you told me to rent it, and I rented it, and it was great.
Yeah, it's a wonderful movie, and it was just A Long Kiss Goodnight.
There you go.
A Long Kiss Goodnight. That's a wonderful movie to see also for these governmental types of... If you're looking for... In fact, A Long Kiss Goodnight is chilling because it's just like 9/11, and that movie was made in 1990-something. 1990-something, Long Kiss Goodnight. If you haven't seen it, go Netflix it, and get that. Check that movie out. It's a wonderful, wonderful movie. And they're saying that this movie, Shooter, that's in the theater right now, is in the same, I love saying this word, genre, 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Juanita.
Hi, Liz. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
Okay. In the first hour, you were talking about cervical cancer.
The cervical cancer vaccine.
Yeah, vaccine. That's just trying to get these 11 and 12-year-olds.
Eight-year-olds. They're trying to get some of these 8-year-old babies to shoot that in those 8-year-old babies.
Oh, and I know it's true what you said about the male doctors take care of the males much better than they do the women. I'm so glad I got a woman doctor. But anyway, and if you look around, I don't know if it's just me thinking that, but I know most of the women in my block where I used to stay, they've gone past, and they even my mother passed. My father lived 10 years longer than my mother. I don't know what's going on, you know. But anyway, since it's the men that carry this virus, I know the doctors wouldn't have examined the boys or the men to get them tested to see if they're carrying the virus that gives this women cervical cancer.
Oh, shoot them up with some chemicals, huh?
Right. See, why don't the women tell their husbands or their partners that they go get tested? Let us solve that problem, see if they got the virus, so they can give them something to treat that.
Well, then Merck won't make $360 per shot.
And let me throw this out to you. Did you know it was a college in Utah that allowed their students to pack guns?
There's a college in Utah that allows students to carry guns on campus?
Yeah.
Is it the same college that allows on-campus drinking?
It might be. I don't know. But the only qualification they need is they have to have 4 hours of training. And they've allowed their college to pack a gun. That's, oh, my God. I heard that, and I said, let me tell Lisa about that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my Lord.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. And I'm not a parent yet. How comfortable would you feel sending your child to college when their college roommate has a gun and is allowed to have a gun inside their desk drawer? I mean, most colleges, you don't get to pick your roommate. How comfortable would you as a parent be with sending your baby off to a college campus that allowed everybody to pack guns? Jesus. 1-877-920-WGNU.
Good morning, Liz. This is Floyd.
Good morning, Floyd.
How you doing? I ain't talked to you a couple of times.
No, you haven't. How you been?
I've been doing fine. I'm doing okay. Doing pretty good. Hey, this presidential debate still there are some questions of that. I think my choice is to be the person candidate that I think I like is Bill Richardson, because he knows about Hispanics. He understands that we should bring our troops home, and he should understand that what this president is not doing is dealing with the issues about what happened down Katrina and about what's going on with our children.
He's endorsed by the NRA.
Yeah, but you know, the NRA, they support that kind of stuff. But to me, I don't think that's wrong, that these children should be, you know, the thing that you talk about, like you said, the movie Going See the Shooters, that's something we should go see about. But seriously, we need to do something about this government, Liz.
I agree.
Honestly, we need to take care of this government, because it's got to stop.
All right.
Now, have a good weekend.
Take care of yourself. You too, Floyd.
Bye-bye, babe.
1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Don't forget, I'm trying to give you a wonderful opportunity. Speaking on the three planes of divine at the Muhammad Mosque, number 28, that's 1408 North Kings Highway, Sunday, 10 a.m., Minister Abdul Rahman Muhammad of Atlanta, Georgia, will be speaking on the three planes of divine. That's this Sunday at 10 a.m. at the Muhammad Mosque, number 28, 1408 North Kings Highway. For more information, 367-9667, 367-9667. I'm Liz Brown. Wellness 101 with Dr. Rosa Kincaid is coming straight at you. Stay with us.
If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can you sustain?
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. Just days after the Dow hit a record close, the mood is a little more subdued today on Wall Street. That's because the economy slowed to just 1.3% growth in the first 3 months of the year, the slowest in the last four.
Most economists are betting on a 2% growth rate for January, February, and March. Of course, we're coming in much lower than that because a lot of people were not factoring in the significant slowdown and other effects of the housing slump, as they should have. So this is going to roil the markets this morning as a lot of people look to sell off stocks, anticipation that profits might not grow as fast in the future as they have in the past.
ABC News business correspondent Dan Arnell. A major terror crackdown in Saudi Arabia.
Saudi government arrested about 170 militants in connection with the plot. A statement said men in seven cells trained as pilots to crash planes into Saudi oil installations. Saudi Arabia is the world's biggest oil producer. A Saudi satellite station showed huge caches of captured weapons and high explosives.
ABC's Matt Gutman. Some of them were familiar.
Believing the president when he said...
Well, you know that's New York Senator Hillary Clinton, but can you place this voice?
It's like going into the Senate. You know, the first time you get there, you're all
that's
excited.
That's former Senator Mike Gravel. They both won the Democratic presidential nomination, and they joined four other hopefuls in a debate last night in South Carolina on MSNBC.
And I think what they were doing was treating this like an exhibition game at spring training. They were going to be safe. They were going to be solid. They were going to make sure they avoided any kind of an exchange that would create Barack and Hillary go at it headlines. And I think they mostly did that.
That's ABC News Chief Washington Correspondent George Stephanopoulos. President Bush heads to CENTCOM in Florida next week for a briefing on the Iraq War. He will visit 4 years to the day after declaring an end to major combat in Iraq. ABC News Money Scope. The Dow is down 6 points and the Nasdaq is up 3 points in early going. This is ABC News.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Can you believe this fine riding mower? Her turning radius is zero. Her engine's a 20-horsepower twin-cylinder, and she's got a dual hydrostatic transmission. What do you think?
I think we came in here for a refrigerator, so you can kiss her goodbye.
Ouch. That's cold.
Now you can have both. Through April 29th, get special deferred financing store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid in U.S. only. See store for details.
I'm going to say 8 words you won't believe. Buying a used car should not be painful. Now, here are 4 words that prove it. Honda certified used cars. They're well-maintained late model Hondas. Each undergoes a 150-point inspection, then backed by one of the best warranties in the business. Plus, now you can get APR financing on all certified used Honda Accord and Pilot models. Made you a believer, didn't I? Hey, it may be used, but it's still a Honda. Honda certified used cars.
See dealer for financing and limited warranty details.
This year, films by female directors are getting a lot of buzz early on, and New York's Tribeca Film Festival is no exception. Here's ABC's David Blaustein.
Mary Stuart Masterson has been nominated for an MTV Movie Award and a Tony Award, but acting isn't where her heart is.
My passion is directing, writing, producing.
And she makes her feature film directorial debut at the Tribeca Film Festival with The Cake Eaters.
It's a little quirky and it's sweet. It's about love in the face of loss.
Masterson is one of 30 female directors being featured at Tribeca.
A lot of times you see women in the documentary world, but not as much in features, so it's nice to see more and more of us getting behind the camera.
The Cake Eaters premieres here on Sunday. David Blaustein, ABC News at the Tribeca Film Festival.
Nestle Crunch, the blend of milk chocolate.
What would chocolate be without cocoa butter? The government could say it's chocolate. The FDA is considering new regulations that would allow candy makers to use vegetable oil instead. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, a Berkeley father has been found guilty of murdering his children. Anthony Moore will go to prison for suffocating his two children in the summer of 2004. The defense had pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity, but the judge said that Moore showed no psychotic symptoms prior to the murders. No one knows why Moore killed his children. He will be sentenced on May 25th and faces life in prison without parole for each of the two counts of first-degree murder. Illinois is getting closer to eliminating smoking in public places. The state Senate approved a bill last month that would ban smoking in all such places, including bars, restaurants, bowling alleys, and casinos. The measure passed the House Environmental Health Committee yesterday and needs the approval of the full House, which could happen next week. If Governor Rod Blagojevich signs the bill into law, it would take effect on July 1st. Opponents of the ban say the measure would hurt businesses in border areas that would compete with establishments in nearby states that still allow smoking. At least 16 other states have instituted smoking bans. Finally this hour, Dante Hall is ready for his new role with the St. Louis Rams. The team traded a fifth-round draft pick to the Kansas City Chiefs to acquire the kick returner receiver. The 28-year-old Hall passed his physical exam at Rams Park yesterday. In seven seasons with the Chiefs, Hall took 11 returns to the end zone, ranking him third on the NFL's all-time list. Despite decreased production in recent years, Hall feels he can get a fresh start in a new environment. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU, I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and weather for your 9 o'clock hour. Northbound 270 between Page and Dorset, an accident on the entrance ramp to Dorset. There's an overturned vehicle resulting in slow traffic there. Southbound 170, St. Charles Rock Road and Olivet, look for delays due to slow traffic. Westbound 5570 onto the Poplar Street Bridge. You've got some slowdown still at this hour, basically in the left lane. Westbound 64 from Bowell Avenue into the 5570 split is looking good. Now westbound Kingbridge traffic is moving well into the landing. Northbound Route 3 onto the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for some slowdowns there as well, but everything should be on the way. Northbound 55 from 3200 South Broadway into 44 is on the move. And then again from Butler Hill through 255, look for no delays. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park in the 270, no problems to report. Northbound 270 at 44 is on the move. And northbound 270 at 70, look for no delays in those exit lanes. That is a look at this hour's traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, look forward to mostly cloudy skies this morning. Partly sunny by the afternoon, high around 70 this evening, mostly cloudy, low in the upper 50s for Saturday, mostly cloudy skies in the morning, partly cloudy by the afternoon, highs in the lower 70s, Saturday evening mostly clear with a low around 50, and then on Sunday mostly clear with a high around 80. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 56 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting the same, both under cloudy skies. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's Wellness 101 with Dr. Rosa Kincaid and Liz Brown. It's on the way. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the top of the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, talk to me, sister. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, talk to me, sister. Our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who would dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, 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 welcome to Wellness 101. I am here with Dr. Rosa Kincaid, and my name is Liz Brown, and because it's Friday, the last Friday of the month, we are doing some food preparation. I know I've been souping all y'all up for potato chips, raw potato chips, but we have a change of plan, and I don't know that you're going to be disappointed at all with this change in plan. What are we going to be doing today? And good morning, Dr. Kincaid.
Good morning, Liz.
How are you?
I'm doing just great. Today we're going to make a carrot cake. Carrot cake and ice cream.
Carrot cake and ice cream?
Yes, ma'am.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Woohoo! And it's all raw.
It's all raw.
Wow.
It's all raw. You know, we have to remember, our principle, one of the steps to wellness is eating as much of the raw vegetables, fruits, and nuts as you can.
And so, talk to us about the types of ingredients, because I think that the idea that this is raw is kind of intimidating to some folks. They think that raw is going to involve you having to get all of these strange devices or strange ingredients that people are not familiar with. Let's walk through what you need to start doing to do the carrot cake and ice cream.
You mean the ingredients?
Mm-hmm.
Our ingredients are carrots.
Mm-hmm.
Carrots.
Got that.
Okay. Walnuts.
And by the way, as we are talking, I am multitasking because I am a woman, and I am peeling ginger root as we are talking. And this is going to be part of the what an ingredient in what we're going to be doing today.
That's right. Okay. Liz is uncooking is what she's doing over there. And we also and remember the walnuts, they're not those roasted salted covered with sugar, chocolate stuff. These are raw, unsalted walnuts.
Okay.
We also have dates, which Liz discovered last month that she does actually like.
Ain't so bad. Ain't so bad. Kicking and screaming. Kicking and screaming, but it ain't bad.
We have raisins.
Uh-huh.
Our dates and our raisins, we soak those overnight.
Okay.
Because they're easier to digest, and when you make these type of dishes, when they're soft, they blend together and make a nice doughy kind of consistency.
Okay.
We have ginger, mm-hmm. which
God, this smells so good. This ginger smells so good.
Yes.
And I'm taking the root right now, and I am peeling it.
Yes.
Okay.
We have cinnamon.
Mm. Okay.
Great herb. We're going to talk a lot about
that. What are the properties of cinnamon?
Well, cinnamon has a detoxifying capacity.
Really?
Yes, it's an antibiotic. It has antibiotic qualities. But the thing that I like the most about cinnamon that it actually will help control blood sugar if you have diabetes.
Really?
Yes, if you take a 1/4 to 1 teaspoonful of cinnamon per day, it can actually help control your blood sugar.
Well, how would you take 1/4? You just swallow the dry stuff?
Oh, no. You take, that might be kind of hard to do. Yeah. You can take it and you can do that, but actually it's going to be utilized better if you can find some way to put it on your food.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you have a peanut butter sandwich, dump some cinnamon on top of it.
Yeah.
Or mix the cinnamon in it.
Yes, but if you don't like doing that, you can also put it in a capsule.
Oh.
Yes, you can also use it in a capsule form. And it won't hurt you.
Now, explain to folks how an individual could just put something in a capsule. Is that easy?
You can purchase some of these things in capsules. And then if you go to your local health food store, they actually have capsules. They sell capsules, packages of capsules.
Well, Golden Grocer is going to be joining us as an advertiser next month. And is Golden Grocer a place that you could probably get some capsules on?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sure you could.
Okay.
Yes. So that's one thing you could do. Or you can find some way to use it in your food, like making this wonderful carrot cake we're making. Another thing that's really good about cinnamon, it's also an aphrodisiac.
All right now. All right. So take 2 capsules of those. All right.
Well, actually, it's kind of like smelling the cinnamon, sniffing the cinnamon, you know?
So put some behind your ears.
Or come out with those cinnamon rolls, you know? You know, and
okay, I get that.
You can
get
things going there.
All right.
Okay.
All right. See, this is a grown folks show, too. This is a grown folks show. What else you got?
We have cardamom, which is also, is a very, it's in a lot of Indian food, very good for the stomach, digestion. Nutmeg, and nutmeg is also a very, very powerful herb, but you can't take too much nutmeg.
Okay.
Nutmeg, really, if you take more than like 1/4 teaspoonful of that, it can actually harm you.
Okay.
So not too much nutmeg in your
food. Light on the nutmeg, all right.
Yeah, light on the nutmeg. We also have, we're using honey.
And let's talk about honey for a second, Dr. Kincaid, because all jars of honey are not, first of all, not honey, and not the honey that you should be putting into your body, right?
You want raw honey.
All right. And why?
You want raw honey because when you heat it up over 117 degrees, you destroy all of the medicinal properties. Honey
that is not raw is cooked to become honey.
It's cooked. Okay. You're getting a lot of sugars, but it doesn't have the enzymes and the healing capacity that honey has. Now, raw honey is actually very, very good for the immune system. If you use honey, locally gathered honey, I mean honey that's gathered from local flowers, and
local hives.
Local hives from the local bees
right.
who are making their honey from the local flowers. Mm-hmm. Actually, it can help build up your immune system to have some immunity to the allergy causing substances
really?
In the local flower. You know, like people
wow.
have allergies to the things that are in the area. Because you build up antibodies when you use the local honey.
Really?
Yes. And that's one of the honey and bee pollen is very, very good for the immune system.
Really?
Yes,
I did not know that.
Yes,
okay.
It's very good. And actually
and you have to be really, really careful with reading the honey labels, because some of the stuff that says honey, because of the way that the FDA allows companies to represent themselves, it's not honey at all. You have to read the labels of them and read them very carefully, because sometimes we get in a hurry and we just grab, it has a little bee on the outside of it, it's in a little round, clear jar, and it's honey. But you got to read it and know it may not be.
Yes. That's true. Honey also, in earlier times in history, was also used for different wounds as an antibiotic. You can take raw honey and put it on wounds. It helps to heal.
Really?
Yes. Antiseptic, and it's good for the immune system.
Okay. That's raw honey. It's honey not been cooked.
No, not that really light stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Raw honey, you have to... Raw honey is like hard. You have to spoon it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's thick and brownish.
It's thick and like light tan.
Mm-hmm.
It's much sweeter than that thin stuff you can see with.
Wow.
Yeah, and it tastes good.
Okay. All right.
It's very good. Okay.
So keep some in your medicine cabinet.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of ingredients.
Okay,
I
finished with my ginger here. What else do I need to do? I finished stripping the ginger.
Okay, the ginger now, we need a half a teaspoon of
ginger. What do I need to be doing?
Oh,
you
need to take that and cut that up into really, really, really small pieces.
Oh, well,
we only need one half of a teaspoonful of ginger.
Well, you didn't tell me that. I stripped the whole thing.
That's
I just
okay.
got carried away here, stripping the whole thing.
That's okay. We use a lot of ginger. I'll be taking that home
okay.
and using it. Ginger is very, very good for any type of stomach problems. Pregnant ladies or anybody that has a problem with nausea and digestion, ginger is an outstanding herb to use. It has warming capacities. Also, it's good for women have menstrual problems. It will actually bring the menses down if you're having any problem.
So just chewing on some raw ginger?
Or putting it in your food.
Okay.
Or if you have a juicer, you can juice it up and add it with the carrots,
okay.
Which are part of our dish today.
Okay.
And carrots.
I'm mincing this ginger up really small.
Yes, very, very small.
Okay. And how much do I need?
We only need a half a teaspoonful of ginger.
Oh, Lord, I just got carried away.
Yeah.
All right. So, keep going through the ingredients
yes.
here.
Well, we have carrots.
Okay.
And
now, are there any particular things that we should look for when we purchase the carrots for this dish?
Well, we like to use organic carrots if we can.
Mm-hmm.
Always. Well, we like to use organic. And you've done several shows on organic
mm-hmm,
foods
mm-hmm.
lately, so we want to try to use organic if we can.
Mm-hmm.
But if we can't, you know, the organic foods, unfortunately, a lot of them are a lot more expensive.
Right.
You try to do the best that you can. But you want carrots that look fresh. You don't want carrots that have the roots growing out of the bottom of them. That they may be a little bit old. You don't want carrots that have any kind of molding on those.
Okay.
Yes.
And in terms of how we prepare the carrots, we take a vegetable peeler and we strip the carrots of the outside, or how do you do that?
Well, actually, we have organic carrots, so we haven't peeled those.
Oh,
no.
So you don't have to peel organic carrots?
You don't have to peel them, no. You just have to get
I wish I had talked to you last night, because I ground up about a half of 5 pounds or so of carrots, and they were all organic carrots, and I peeled them all. I don't have to do that.
Not if they're organic, no.
Oh, yeah.
And with a lot of our fruits and vegetables, many of the minerals are in the peel. actually the peels of some of the fruits and vegetables have more vitamins and minerals
so
actually than the inside.
You wash them
with a vegetable brush, and you wash them really good to get all the little, you know, the little, might be some granules of sand in there or something.
Okay. Wish I had talked to you before last night.
Yeah, and then you could just kind of cut the tops off of them.
Okay.
And carrots are anti-cancer medicine, basically. Very good for cancer, except you have to be careful, maybe not so good for lung cancer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They're very strong antioxidants.
Okay.
They have beta carotene, actually, which converts into vitamin A. Vitamin A is outstanding for any kind of skin problem.
Okay.
If you want nice, smooth, pretty skin, and you're eating a lot of raw foods, eating carrots will help that. The other thing that it's very good for is the eyes. Carrots used to be used in the early World Wars for people flying planes at night. It really helps the night vision.
So it's not an old wives' tale that carrots help your eyes.
Oh no.
Okay.
We
have a question that came over by one of our listeners. What's the liquid used to soak the raisins in?
Oh, we soak the raisins and we soak the dates, and one of the ingredients for the frosting is cashews. We soak all of those in spring water.
Spring water.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Some water that doesn't have fluoride, if you remember our show from a couple of weeks ago.
Now, I finished chopping up the is this good enough? This fine enough?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, I finished with the ginger. Is there something else I need to be working on?
Well,
we have to blend.
Yes, we have to blend the ingredients. Okay. We have
through the agreements really quick for folks that that may have just joined us. Just go through the ingredients. And this is for the carrot cake.
Yes, this is for the carrot cake. You use 7 carrots.
Mm-hmm.
The carrots that we use were really skinny carrots, and it basically we grated the carrots first, and it filled up our entire food processor.
Okay.
Actually, that's not even 7 carrots. So you want 7 small carrots.
Okay. And right now, what kind of blade are we using?
We're using the S blade on a food processor.
Okay. We're blending the carrots down into almost like pulpy.
Yes. But before we put the carrots in the food processor, we grated them up, because if you just put the carrot in there, it's gonna chop the carrots and it's just gonna take too long. And you can get a really inexpensive food processor. You can get a food processor for less than $10.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have a food processor, you can grate up the carrots really good, and then you can just chop them up and cut them up really good.
After you've grated them, then chop them up.
Then chop them up.
If you don't have a food processor.
Yes. Okay. You can do all of this by hand. Of course, it takes a lot of muscle work, but you don't actually have to have machines. The machines just make everything a lot easier.
Okay, so that noise that you just heard was the food processor. We have processed the carrots into pulpy type of size.
Consistency.
Okay.
Yes. The next thing we do is we have the walnuts.
Okay.
Walnuts also have antifungal properties, especially black walnuts. You can take black walnut oil if you have a fungal infection or the ringworm, et cetera, and put it on the skin, and it's very, very good. Also, walnuts, that's our source of protein when you're eating raw foods. We use our nuts and seeds. But remember they have to be raw and unsalted.
Okay.
So we're using 1 cup of walnuts.
So and 1 cup of chopped up walnuts or processed walnuts?
We take the walnuts and we put them in the food processor.
Mm-hmm.
And when you use the S blade in the food processor, it turns into a flour.
Okay.
Almost. But walnuts have oil in it, so it's kind of like a...
So we're putting the walnuts into the... we've already done that. Okay. All right.
Yes.
And it looks just like ground up. It looks granularly, like maybe even like little couscous.
Yes.
Okay, it's about the consistency of a little bit smaller than a couscous.
Yes.
Okay.
And if you leave it, and actually if you if you continue to if you leave it in the food processor for long enough, it actually turns into like a buttery type
really?
Of like
okay.
something like a peanut like a granular kind of peanut butter. type of thing.
So we have the 1 cup of the walnuts, the black walnuts.
1 cup. Well, actually, these are not black walnuts. These are just the regular walnuts that you know.
Okay. 1 cup of walnuts.
1 cup of walnuts. And then we have 1 cup of dates.
And these were dates, this 1 cup of dates that were pitted and were soaked.
Yes.
And soaked for how long? And soaked in water, or spring water, or distilled water?
Distilled water, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
soaked for how long?
Well, you want to soak them for at least 1 hour.
Okay.
You know, but if...
And we're putting those into the food processor, too, these dates that have been soaked. Do you just add the juice in there, or do you dip
it
out?
No, in this recipe, we're not adding the juice because it's cake.
Okay.
And we want it to have like a solid type of consistency.
Okay.
If we put the water in there, then it's going to be a little bit too watery. And dates have vitamin A, B1, okay. B2, B3. It's very rich in potassium and protein. It's very, very good for stomach, spleen, warts, swellings, cancers of the gum, stomach, uterus, cancerous tumors of the throat, mouth,
wow.
salivary glands,
wow.
liver, spleen, abdomen, and testes. And this is nature's candy.
Wow. So we put in the blender, we've put the...
No, with the food processor.
I'm sorry.
It's not going to work if you put it in a blender.
You're right. I'm sorry. Food processor. We put that in the food processor. The cup of dates, we took them out that had been soaked. Took them out of the liquid that they were soaked in, put them in there. You also added the, do you need the ginger too?
Not yet.
No? They're going to go in the food processor, right? Is the ginger going to go in the food processor?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So we need the ginger that I have finally put together. Way too much.
Not too much.
Not too much. Okay.
Little goes a long way with
the
ginger.
Okay. So we will be back with this recipe, this raw food recipe of carrot cake, 7 carrots, 1 cup of walnuts, 1 cup of dates pitted and soaked, 3/4 cups of raisins soaked for at least an hour, 1/2 teaspoon of ginger, 1/2 teaspoon of cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon of cardamom, and 1/4 teaspoon of nutmeg. We're now processing the dates and the spices in the food processor. We will be adding the carrots and the walnuts, and we're going to be blending it until smooth, and we'll be back with the rest of this. Stay with us. Wellness 101. I'm Liz Brown with Dr. Rosa Kincaid.
Mushida Ali Walsh, author and daughter of Muhammad Ali. My dad knows that people affected by Parkinson's disease can have meaningful and productive lives. New guidelines from the American Academy of Neurology help neurologists make early, accurate diagnoses and optimize proven and effective therapies, track how quickly the disease may progress, and tailor treatment accordingly. Believe me, early diagnosis, proper treatment, and regular contact with a neurologist can help patients improve and maintain a good quality of life. Visit AAN.com.
Prizes awarded on WGNU will be held for pickup at the radio station for 30 days. After 30 days, all items become the sole property of WGNU Radio to be disposed of at our discretion. In the case of event tickets, tickets will be held for 30 days or until the date of the event, whichever comes first. Prizes must be picked up at our studios, which are located at 265 Union Boulevard in St. Louis, unless otherwise specified.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
I'm Karen Stewart. Join me on Sunday morning at 8 a.m. for Strategies for Building Wealth. This program will explore topics designed to help you better manage your finances, improve your net worth, and understand the basics of investing. So join me as we talk about strategies for building wealth Sunday morning at 8 a.m. right here on WGNU.
Time to make your money work for you.
Good morning. This is Liz Brown, and I would like to invite you to a grand music extravaganza and CD release. Where? At Central VPA High School, May 1st at 9:30 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. The extravaganza will feature the Performing Arts Percussion Wind String and Guitar Ensembles and the Jazz Show Choir, the Glee Club, and last but not least, Dr. Stanley Ingram and the Faculty Jazz Band. Admission, $3 per student per person at 9:30 a.m. and then $5 per person at 7 p.m. The location, 3125 South Kings Highway. For more information, call 771-2772. That's 771-2772. Don't miss it and pick up one of their CDs. You'll love it.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to Wellness 101. My name is Liz Brown. I'm here with Dr. Rosa Kincaid because this is the last Friday of the month. We're doing some raw food preparation, and today we are making carrot cake, with icing, and we're making ice cream right here in the studio. Dr. Kincaid, welcome back.
Thank you.
And do you mind if I run through this recipe for the cake one more time? Because we haven't gotten to the frosting piece of it yet. For the cake, you need, where are my ingredients? Cake, you need 7 carrots, 1 cup of walnuts, and these are raw walnuts, not processed walnuts, 1 cup of dates pitted and soaked for at least an hour, 3/4 cups of raisins soaked for at least an hour, 1/2 teaspoon of ginger, 1/2 teaspoon of cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon of cardamom, and 1/4 teaspoon of nutmeg. The frosting consists of, talk to us about the frosting.
The frosting is 3 tablespoons of honey, 3 tablespoons of orange juice, and 1 cup of soaked cashews.
And again, these are raw cashews, not cooked, not processed, not salted, none of that.
No, if you try to soak the roasted salted nuts, you're not going to have a good experience.
Yeah, it's going to be a mess. Okay, so you for the cake, you blend the carrots in a food processor until well ground, and you start by shredding.
You want to shred it first. Mm-hmm. You want to shred it with one of those little hand grater things, and then you put it in your food processor, which you can get.
And actually what you're doing is grinding the carrots up.
Until they're a pulp.
Pulpy,
like, yes. Something that looks like a doughy type of consistency.
And then you set that aside in a large bowl. Then you take the food processor, you put the walnuts in, you blend them until they look like fine couscous in the food processor.
Yes, that's right.
And then you place them in the bowl with the carrots. Then you place the dates in the food processor. You blend that until smooth. smooth. Then you add the cardamom, the nutmeg, the cinnamon, the ginger. Then you blend well. And then to the mixture of the dates and the spices in the food processor, you add the carrots and the walnut.
Yes.
And then you blend the entire mixture until smooth. You remove from the processor. Then you stir in the raisins. And then you place in a pie or a cake pan, and you're done?
That's right.
You're done? Okay, talk to us about the food, about the frosting. How do you make the frosting?
The frosting,
three tablespoons of honey?
Yes, you can use a blender, but if you don't have a blender, you just need some elbow grease, and
okay.
You just mix it up really good. In the food processor, you know, you take your cashews, your raw cashews that have been soaked, they're nice and soft.
You dump the water off.
You strain them.
Okay,
same thing with the walnuts, same thing with the dates and the raisins. With some recipes, you do use the water for the raisins and the dates, but when you soak the nuts, you don't use the water.
And you like to soak them all in water that is either distilled or spring.
That's right. Okay. Do not soak them in tap water.
Okay.
Okay. You have fluoride.
All right. Go back and listen to one of the other shows that we have done. Okay. You don't want to do it
that's right.
In the tap water. Okay.
And then after you drain the water, actually you can rinse off the nuts. Mm-hmm. Rinse them off really good.
Okay.
And then you add your 3 tablespoons of raw honey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you scoop it out. Remember, if you're squeezing it out and it's liquid, that's probably not raw honey.
Okay.
The raw honey is like a paste.
Okay, and it's brown.
And it's brown.
It's not golden, it's brown.
That's right.
Okay.
Tan.
Okay, tannish.
Yes, tannish brown.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then you want 3 tablespoons of fresh squeezed orange juice.
Mm-hmm.
Probably if you squeeze one orange, you'll have enough orange juice. And just put that in there. You turn the blender on. And you have a frosting type of consistency.
Yes.
You put it on your cake.
And done.
And you're done.
And I have tasted the cake. I'm watching the cake being put together with the frosting and the cake, and I'm tasting it right now. It's fabulous. It really, really, really is good.
That's right.
You know, and everything in and the cool thing about this is that how long does it take to bake the other kind of carrot cake? It takes a good while, doesn't it?
You know, I spent such a long time, Liz. Mm-hmm.
But it takes.
You have
more.
To cook it for at least 45 minutes to an hour.
Now,
when
and we've done
things.
That in half an hour. What we've done, we've put together this cake in a half an hour, and we've slowed down on it because we were walking through the process of it.
Mm-hmm.
So you could easily make this in 20 minutes.
Actually, I made a cake before I came here.
And how long did it take you?
About 15 minutes. Now I had my food. I had the items prepped.
Right.
I had it prepped. So, you know, when you think raw foods, you know, when you have time, you want to try to prep as much of the food as possible, and then you can put it together really,
mm-hmm.
really quick.
Mm-hmm. And then let's talk quickly about what raw foods do for your system.
Okay. Well, you know, the whole concept behind this is that food is your best medicine. As you notice, we speak on this show about the medicinal values of everything in this food.
Mm-hmm.
Food is your best medicine, but not if your food is a dead chicken or a dead pig,
mm-hmm.
Liz.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people who want to get off of their pills,
mm-hmm.
you can get off your pills. Don't just stop taking your pills, but if you're eating dead animals, if you're eating processed foods laced with sugar, with natural flavors, artificial flavors, sugary, refined sugar, you know, then that's going to make you sick. You cannot heal yourself with a tortured after eating a tortured animal. I'm sorry.
And talk to folks about what you said to me today, because we were talking about eating this raw food and what it does, the messages that it sends to the molecules in your body when your body is getting the raw foods or and all of that as opposed to getting the other stuff.
Well, we were speaking about weight, mm-hmm. and I used to have a weight problem
mm-hmm.
back in the day. I did go involved in several different programs. I tried many, many different fasts. But I found, serendipitously, by mm-hmm. the way, that, first of all, when you start eating this food, you eat as much as you can eat as much of this as you want. But you notice over time that, first of all, you start, requiring less food. You mm-hmm. are not as hungry as you used to be. You start eating less. And then when you do eat, you basically don't eat as much as you usually eat.
You're
and
not the getting the signals from your body about, I'm hungry, I'm hungry.
Well,
Why is that?
The principle behind it is that you're eating whole foods. You're eating foods that have all the vitamins, minerals, and enzymes intact.
Mm-hmm.
When you eat foods that have been cooked, that have been processed, you're basically getting empty calories. In other words, you're getting calories, but you're not getting the vitamins and the minerals that is naturally possessed inside the food. So what happens when you eat these foods, when you eat a lot of cooked foods, when you eat foods that you're really not supposed to be eating, dead chickens that are sick, your body will send a message to the brain. Well, look, I did get some calories. I know you had that bucket of chicken, but I didn't get any selenium. I didn't get any potassium. I didn't get enough of what
I'm
really need.
I'm hungry.
I am hungry. I'm sending a message to your brain that you need to send some more food.
And this is not a Big Mac attack. This is go get it. Go get an apple.
Right.
Go get some carrots. Go do that.
That's right. So that's why eating processed foods makes you overeat because you are really malnourished.
Mm.
You are really starving.
And your body, the perfect engine, is saying, you know what? I'm hungry. You're not doing right. I'm hungry, and we're just misinterpreting that hunger as give me another order of fries because I'm always hungry by the time I finish this stuff.
That's right, and it's at the basis of 90% of the diseases that we see out here. Diabetes, hypertension, high cholesterol.
Mm.
It's dietary. Mm. So when you start eating this food, and the thing that I like about it is of all the diets that I had been on, you can eat all you want.
Mm.
You know,
Say that again.
You can eat all you want of this stuff. There's only say, you know, after a while you get tired of chewing. That's the other thing.
Lord, okay, I may or may not be hungry. I'm just tired of chewing because, you know, you can just eat and eat and eat and eat.
Your digestion picks up.
Mm-hmm.
You start having those bowel movements that you're supposed to have after every meal.
Mm-hmm.
That people don't know about. There's no way that you can lose weight if you're going to the bathroom, you know, two or three times a week or when something comes in, something is supposed to come out. So when you're eating like this, you know, and your body is getting everything it needs, your appetite, you stop getting those messages that you need more food, and, you know, you're happy, you're healthy, your
energy level is,
energy
your concentration,
level.
All of that.
You require less sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You know how you get sleepy after you eat that big turkey
uh-huh.
and all that food?
Uh-huh.
You know, it doesn't happen anymore. You require less sleep because your body has less toxins to less detoxifying to
have to do. We're going to come back with ice cream. Is that right?
Ice cream.
All right. All right, we're going to come back with that. Stay with us. This is Wellness 101 with Dr. Rosie Kincaid. My name is Liz Brown. We're still cooking. Stay with us. Travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
Where else indeed. Are you going to get great deals and great opportunities only at the Sears at Union and Natural Bridge? And this weekend is special because there's an extra, extra, extra special sale that's going on. 20% off of Kenmore products. You need to get down to Sears. And in the lot, they're going to have a barbecue for you right there in the lot. So get on down to Sears. Good eats and good opportunities at sales. And when you get there, tell them I told you to.
This is Mark Glass. Tune in every Friday at 5:15 for What's New at the Movies on AM 920. I sit through the bad ones so you don't have to and give you an early heads up on the good stuff. So for advice on getting the best mileage from your entertainment budget, join me, Mark Glass, for What's New at the Movies, Friday afternoons at 5:15 on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues and the movies that matter most to you.
This is Sergeant Gary Wiggard. Don't touch that dial. Step away from the radio. Why? Because I'm next.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
I'm Phil Person of Person Roofing. We've been in business about 17 years, and we've advertised on WGNU almost that whole time. We have installed over 5,000 roofs in that period of time, and today I have a customer here. His name is Mr. Merriweather. Mr. Merriweather, I think we installed a roof on your house about 10 or 12 years ago.
Yes, you did.
Recently, you had a little storm damage on that roof, didn't you?
I sure did.
Can you tell what happened?
Yeah, Mr. Person come out and repaired my roof and didn't charge me anything.
And you haven't had any problems since we did a repair?
I sure haven't.
Even though your warranty was out, we still came out and took care of your roof.
Right.
We try to service our customers, and if you would like to have a new roof, call us at 361-7127. That's Person Roofing at 361-7127. All phases of roofing. Thank you.
The award-winning wake-up call. Analyzing the story, shaping your world.
Report.
I
that's
like
from,
it.
That's from the 60s.
Yes, it is.
I
it's
like
Weather
that.
Report.
I like it.
You should play that.
I like that.
I do play some of that stuff.
Oh,
this is nice. This is nice. Okay,
yeah,
I'm feeling this.
Yeah.
All right. Welcome back to Wellness 101. I'm here with Dr. Rosa Kincaid. My name is Liz Brown. And before we get to her, I need to give you an announcement, folks, because I'm always trying to plan your life. Sunday. At 10 a.m., Minister Abdul Rahman Muhammad of Atlanta, Georgia, was going to be coming into town to speak on the three planes of divine. That's Sunday, 10 a.m. Doors open at 9 at the Muhammad Mosque, number 28-1408 North Kings Highway. If you want more information, please call 367-9667. That's 367-9667. Minister Abdul Rahman Muhammad will be speaking on the three planes of divine. And speaking of divine, we're back here doing some raw cooking. We've made our carrot cake. Now it's time for ice cream. Ice cream. Talk to us about this,
well,
Dr. Kincaid.
Well, first of all, you don't really want that ice cream stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it has dioxin. As a matter of fact, we're going to be doing a show about milk and ice cream,
okay,
you know, in the next couple of weeks. But, you know, in order to keep the ice cream from freezing into a block, they put something that's similar to antifreeze in it, or else, you know, it would be like a solid block, but it has to have something to keep it soft.
Mm-hmm.
So we really wanted to avoid that. So what we've come up with is ice cream, which you're not going to be able to tell the difference very much. It is good. We're making a banana ice cream. We have a strawberry sorbet, mango sorbet.
Okay, I'm going to start doing that right now.
And Liz is going to be our ice cream maker.
Okay, I can do that.
We have a...
We need a little ice cream truck sound, though.
Do we have a...
We don't have that.
Tune or something?
Okay, so I mix them all. How about if we mix them all?
Okay, we're going to mix them all. So we're going to make a rainbow.
A rainbow of ice cream. Mango, strawberries, and bananas.
Bananas.
Okay.
Yes. And
now, and what am I doing? Where am I putting it?
Well, we have a juicer here. There are several different ways that you can make this. If you have a juicer, you can use a juicer, and you use a blank screen with the juicer, so that the fruits don't get juiced. So the juicer is just macerating the fruit, and it has to be frozen.
Okay.
It has to be frozen. Liz is putting the fruit inside the juicer, and that is one way to make the ice cream. Okay.
I'm putting the fruit in the juicer, and I'm pushing that through. This is one of those champion juicers. Okay, I see it coming out.
Okay.
You have to say what
it... You have to put some more.
But tell me what this was.
Explain
the properties of the fruit.
Okay, we're talking about... Okay, we have bananas. Now, the really important thing about bananas is that, you want to make sure that they have those little brown spots on them. If you have a banana and it looks really yellow and the ends are green, you're really not even going to... It's going to be a hard time even getting the skin off of the banana. That's because the banana is not ripe. It doesn't want you to open it. You want to have those brown speckled bananas. That's when the sugar content is high, and that's when they're easy to digest. When they don't have the spots on them, they're starchy, they're hard to digest, and they can actually give you gas.
Okay.
So bananas lower cholesterol. They're good for hypertension because they have a lot of potassium in them. Also have tryptophan if you take them in the evening, which, you know, when you're eating, you want to eat your heaviest meals in the early part of the day and in the morning. But in the evening, if you eat some bananas, they actually help you to sleep. They're good for immunity. They're anti-cancer medicines.
This looks just like ice cream. It really does. It really is. I'm getting ready to go ahead. Keep talking. I'm
all right.
Taste it now.
When you hear a Yahoo, there. What do you think?
Oh, that is so good. That is so good. It's the same consistency. Now, I kind of made three different types here. I kind of tried to make three different types. That was the strawberry and the banana. So good. Amazing consistency.
It has no sugar in it.
No.
You can eat all you want.
Oh, this is so
and you
good.
Have and you're eating your medicine over there. Your medicine is tasting good. It can help heal you.
Okay.
It's not gonna make you sick. If you take the banana peel and rub it on your skin, it's really good for poison ivy if you rub the inside of the peel.
Oh, this is so good. This is amazing.
You want to talk about how good it is?
No, I'm sorry. I'm not making myself clear. I'm being subtle here. This is really, 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 really good. Really good. Let me get to a caller or two here. 45404. I'm talking about my mouthful. 454. God, that's good. That is so good. Oh, that's good. Let me get to a caller. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up. Get to me. Lydia, good morning.
Good morning. I have a Juice Man juicer, and I don't think it has that screen you're talking about.
No, you can't do this on a Juice Man.
Okay,
yeah.
So can you use a blender?
You can use a blender. You can use one of those hand blenders that you can get one of those for $10. You can use a food processor.
I got
You can use a food processor.
Now, when
S-Blade.
When I do this in my my blender, thank you so much, Lydia. Thanks for that question. When I do this in my blender, it's a little bit more milkshakey than it is ice creamy. Is there a solution for that?
Well, excuse me, I'm eating a
side. It's good. It is so good.
When you use a blender, you have to use a little bit more liquid for it to blend up.
Okay.
That's why when you use a food the difference between a food processor and the blender is that when you use a food processor, you don't really have to put much liquid in.
Okay.
You know, you can even use dry ingredients. The other thing that you can use is a Vitamix, where you also won't have to use a lot of liquid. But with a blender, you have to. If you don't put some liquid in there, it's just going to get stuck. It's not going to do anything. That's why the blender is.
Pardon? Okay, in the blender, let the food thaw a little bit. Okay.
Yeah, it will be a little bit more liquidy.
Mm-hmm.
But you still can make it in the blender, but it's going to be a little bit more liquidy.
Out of all of the devices here that are used to make this ice cream, which is so good, which is the one that you prefer, and which one do you think makes the best, the closest to what people are most familiar with?
The Champion Juicer with the blank screen, but it's a very, very expensive machine.
It is. I have one at home.
Yes,
it's very expensive. Yeah, it's
but
very expensive.
The instrument that Kalila is using is actually a hand and. She's going to make some of that now.
We only have 1 minute left.
Oh, okay. We only have 1 minute. But that hand blender works pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have the hand blender, but That's per Khalil. She says it basically you can make it still have that same consistency, and you don't have to add a lot of liquid if you use a hand blender.
Very good. Very good. Wow, this has just been a wonderful, wonderful show. Howard, you need to have some of this ice cream. It's all good. It's all fruit. It's all good. It's just cold.
And you can eat all you want, and you won't get fat. You don't have to worry about how many calories.
And actually, you're just like, your body is saying,
please, more, more.
Thank you so much. I love you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Dr.
You're
Kincaid.
Very welcome.
This has been so much fun. This has been so much fun. Thank you so much.
My telephone number?
Oh, your telephone number, absolutely.
644-0000.
644-0000. This is Wellness 101. I'm Liz Brown. Here with Dr. Rosa Kincaid. Don't forget next Monday, wonderful show coming at you next Monday, 9 o'clock. The author of The N-Word. He's going to be in the studio to talk about the book. It's an awesome book. Then in the second hour on Monday, Blood Diamonds. All diamonds are blood diamonds. We're going to be having a discussion with a tour that is going across the country to tell us just that. And then in the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to have a conversation with Amnesty International, a horrific thing that is taking place in our country, the rape of indigenous women. It's going to be a full show on Monday. Lock and load. Let's get it on. And until I talk to you again, stay strong.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.